about. So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
We gotta get better, man. We came out the last couple days and did good. This was bull. Let's turn it around. We gotta have a great day today, man.
Let's go. Get better. One, two, three. Get better.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy.
Four, five, six.
B.I.G.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do?
Shut your mouth and shut it and shut up and shut up!
Do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down tonight.
See, what's up with the world today, man? Can you believe that?
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
And now,
and incidentally, have you noticed what's happened to daytime television?
No.
It's all about the women. There's Kelly, there's Rachel, there's The View, there's The Talk, there's Ellen, there's
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson.
Our feature presentation.
Exactly.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday morning, the 6th of October.
Yeah.
What a crazy weekend in Vegas.
Oh, that's right. When did you get back?
I got back yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
It was one of those
you
times.
You look okay.
Yeah. It might not be. It was one of those times where, you know, sometimes you're super organized. You know where everything is.
Right.
Then you're at my best, which is 50-50. You probably have your wallet when you need it when you're traveling, but perhaps you leave your tickets for the game at home that you went to Vegas for.
No.
That kind of thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
You start just making calls to people that you know that might be able to help.
People who know people who know people who know people.
Yes. And finally, somebody in the Kings organization took pity on me. And
Kevin,
not only
when
that.
When did you discover it? How
I
long before the game?
1 hour before the game.
Oh, yes. That's my Kevin.
And there was some friends there, including Super Steve, who I had told, oh, yeah, no problem. We got you tickets. Everything's cool.
Oh, everybody else is counting on you.
Yeah.
Such a mistake.
So that was a mistake. So that happened. So then I had to make that call and go, you know, I'm not usually this guy, but I don't have tickets. So is there anything you can do for me?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's not ideal, really.
Kevin, God damn it.
Seriously.
That's what they said. And they let me in and I got to watch from upstairs on this balcony. All right. I'm fine with that because I'm the dumbass that left the tickets. And then I couldn't find my information sheet, so I didn't have my confirmation code, so I didn't know when my flight was home. And then when I got back here, I had to take my suitcase apart and find my wallet. It was just one of those weekends, right?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're here.
I just could not. I could not accomplish anything.
Did you have your key card this morning?
I did.
That's weird.
Thank you, Lisa May, for pointing
that
out.
All right. Well, so good for you.
So then I said, Lisa, how was your weekend?
And I pretty much got sprayed by a skunk. So at midnight on Saturday night, and the only thing I think—
Is that code?
No.
Okay, not code.
So we have two golden retrievers and Boner. And one of them hauls ass. It's like 12:30 Saturday night. Out the door, and we have all the windows and doors open, right?
Okay, right.
And I sit up and I see him go to the back fence, and then I see him turn right around and come back in, and then I smell it. I'm like, Scott!
So what do you do?
Shut the door, shut the windows. But it was too late, because then he was back in, and I mean, he had full on been sprayed the side of him,
It's
just like when you drive by where a skunk's been hit or
it's
whatever,
overwhelming.
It's terrible. But this is like 10 levels past that because it's like the full concentration. It
smells like donkey ass.
Oh, it's so much worse. It's so much. So then we jump online. Like, what do we do? And
what
it's like,
do you do?
Open everything. Turn on every fan you have. And then
Puppy
there's a
leg?
Mixture.
I don't know. I'm not
many,
sure.
Many tweeters suggested that this weekend. Like, that won't come off.
Puppy leg. Down.
And there's hydrogen peroxide, and you spray the dog down, and then you wash it. And so we're up to like 2:30. We had to sleep in the guest bedroom. It's the only room that wasn't completely saturated with the smell. My clothes still smell.
Good times.
I can still smell
it. Like you work from another studio.
I know. It was shocking. And like I said, at least it wasn't last night.
Yeah.
At least it was Saturday.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the one thing that I'm
You had a day to
for.
Get through it.
Yeah, so no more doggy door after 9 p.m.
Is that code?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? Andrew Siciliano will be here talking about the NFL.
Yeah.
Crazy weekend of football that happened. We're also going to talk to Matt Money Smith about the baseball playoffs, which may have even been crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't, okay. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I think the Angels are out, I believe.
Yeah. Correct?
Yes. Oh, wow.
I know that when I turned on the game, I was in Vegas and I was flipping through the channels and I saw the Dodger game and I watched about 10 minutes of first batter up, Puig gets hit, bench is clear.
Oh, yeah.
Was this Friday, maybe?
This Friday, yeah.
Yeah. And they're all just about to really go to war and they somehow calm back down and then the Dodgers start hitting and they score and they have a lead. All this happens like in 2 minutes. I'm like, if this was what baseball was like, I would watch.
I'm in.
So I turned it off and left because I had something to do. But there was a huge weekend, so we're going to talk about that today. We will check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you're keeping up with the new girl. It's still strong. We have Lamorne Morris in the studio talking about that.
He's so good.
And we have David Spade on the program.
Awesome.
As well. Plus, if you missed it on Friday, Weezer started a little later than we had hoped. We had hoped 9 a.m., yes. Sorry. A little later than that as they came on just before 10. But we've got some highlights for you just in case you missed that. And that's coming up in about a half hour. We will take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Hey, is it okay if I join this party, by the way,
yeah.
First of all?
Sure. You can be late.
Before we introduce our very special guest, I have a follow-up question, Lisa, with your story with the skunk.
Yes.
So you talked about your house and where you had to sleep and the fans and everything like that. How do you get that smell out of your dog?
Well, you use a mixture of hydrogen peroxide and baking soda and a little bit of liquid soap. And you saturate him with that. And
are you positive about this, or is this just something you read online?
We read it online.
Yeah, well.
And then you try to throw him into the shower, because, of course, they don't want to go. And then you shampoo them. And then I was, you know, by now it's 1:30, and I'm blow-drying a golden retriever. And the truth is, it worked mostly, but I got right next to him this morning, and they're still a little, so we may have to do it again.
Yeah, that's gonna stick.
Yeah.
That is the craziest smell in nature, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I kept –
next
Gary
to the corpse flower.
I
mean, that's just –
kept going, I can't believe this smell. This is so bad. He's like, I know it's bad.
I ended up selling an automobile once because when I took my cat to get him fixed, he leaked some cat urine on the way back from the vet, and I could never, ever get the smell of that out of my car. I ended up having to sell the car.
Not a good story.
No, and that and skunk is worse.
So, yeah, absolutely it's worse. So, hey, happy Monday morning, everybody.
Yay.
Ralph Garman has never looked hotter than he does right now. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend, the beautiful Allie McKay, joins us in studio here on K-Rock.
So
hi, Allie.
Following cat pee.
Right?
I want you to feel at home. Thank you.
Have we had you in studio before, Allie? I know we've talked to you on the phone a bunch.
I have been in the studio once. I don't know what
I don't
for.
Remember what
in a
for
long time, though.
Oh, I was doing Ralph's show. It was a hit, too.
Joe Schmo.
Oh, right.
I came here to interview him and the rest of the cast.
Oh, so this
And then I stopped in randomly.
Well, we are delighted to see you. Ralph is back east this week, so we are, you know, we got a slot to fill, and she's just the girl to do it.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. So early for this talk. I love it.
So well, what's going on?
Do I have, like, an intro, I assume, over the weekend? Omar made one, or no?
I mean, we didn't make a special intro, no.
Wow. I was told that would happen.
Yeah, but...
Was that in your contract?
That was in my writer.
Wow.
That's so gross.
How about that?
No. Let's start off with a little canoodling, shall we?
Sure.
Great. Good times. Over the weekend, Kings of Leon.
Yes.
Big show happening here locally.
Mm-hmm.
Who was there? Oh, Chris Martin and Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Canoodling.
They're a thing.
They're totally a thing, according to this, joined at the hip.
Yeah.
Which apparently my mom is now writing entertainment news. So joined at the hip. Which then leads us to some baby news.
Okay.
Not them. Just crossed the wires. This is breaking news.
Okay.
So if you have one of those things like, gong, no? Sorry.
Yes. Well, yes,
we
but
do.
We're
it's
not
just,
mug. Allie, we're not
it
fast.
It's due. We do have one. I just have to get his attention first so that he can start, like, kicking in.
By the way, Allie's got a lot of demands. I don't know if you guys noticed.
Wow. I haven't even gotten to the second story, and I'm already firing beer mug.
I got
All right. Second story. Blake Lively.
Oh.
Pregnant. And we're not talking just like she announced it, hey, I'm pregnant. She posted a picture on her website, Preserve, with a story titled, Preserve Celebrations, Falling for Family. And the picture is her cradling her baby bump, which I am not an obstetrician or a gynecologist.
You're not?
Nope.
Wow.
She looks super pregnant.
Really? Like, how would she hide something like that? She's such a tiny girl.
I don't know. A moo-moo, perhaps, but it appears at least, I'm going to go out on a limb. Okay. She is 5 months pregnant.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is impressive.
It's an impressive baby bump.
Who's her man, Ellen?
That'd be Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, that's right. They're married.
And it's almost like they were like, hey, Scarlett Johansson, his ex just had a baby. Let me put one in you. That's the way I look at it because I'm all about the competition.
I'm sure that's the way it went.
I believe it was.
Yeah. Now, this preserve that you mentioned, that's her goop, right?
It's her goop with less money. Yeah.
She's got her own goop.
Preserve celebrations.
Isn't it weird that we live in a world where actresses now have to have do-it-yourself websites? It's kind of weird.
They don't have to. They just have
the ego that they have to.
I mean, that's annoying.
When I look to family traditions, I look to XOXO Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
I do. It's I just want to know what she has to say. It's true. All right, this news, someone that just had a baby. Remember, well, we'll call him a jailbird because he is. Joran van der Sloot. Do you remember him?
Yes, why?
He allegedly killed Natalie Holloway back in Aruba back in the day.
Yes. Okay.
The only reason I'm telling you that him and his, quite frankly, lady, her name is Lady Figueroa, they had a baby. He's in prison, of course. But the baby's name?
Oh, no.
Douchey.
Really?
No, it's not
Dushy. Maybe they pronounce it differently.
It's probably Dutchy, isn't
Dushy.
It?
That's Dushy.
Dushy.
Love it.
I love it, too.
That's the best baby name ever.
Thank you. That's why I did it. Usually I wouldn't be like, hey, a murderer had a baby. Let's all talk about it. But the baby's name is Dushy. All right, moving on to Hollywood movies. The number one movie. Can anyone guess what it would be
go.
In the box office? Oh. I believe that was it.
That was it.
But here's the shocking thing. Debuted $38 million, trailed with $37.2 million, Annabelle. It almost knocked off Gone Girl. Are you kidding?
Wow,
and the reviews for Gone Girl are just amazing.
I love Ben Affleck
I know,
so
me
much
too.
It hurts.
Have you been to see the movie yet, Ellie?
I have not. I've read the book, so it's not going to be much, you know, like, oh, whoa,
no
that happens.
Yeah. But the book,
you loved him so much.
The book doesn't have Ben Affleck's penis in it, though.
Oh, trust me, it did the way I read it. What? I don't even know what that means. Hey, celebrity birthday, shall we?
Yes.
Okay. Elizabeth Shue is 51. Remember her?
Yeah.
Sure.
F with the babysitter. That's
she's adorable.
Adorable. This is just because Dave was excited. The Pink Power Ranger, Amy Jo Johnson.
Nope.
You don't have to do 44. Stuff just because Dave's excited.
Is she the one from Felicity?
For the record.
Was that her?
Amy Jo Johnson?
I think it was.
Yes, it
really?
Was.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I will have that updated in my next entertainment biz. Jeremy Sisto, 40. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of birthdays today, you
That's
guys.
It?
Is basically
he's
what I'm saying.
Though.
All right.
Yeah, he's an actor.
Yeah.
So that went well. I won't be back. That was fun.
I love Weezer so damned much.
You too.
It's so fun to have them in at the end of the show on Friday. Great way to run out the week. They were in performing live at the Red Bull Sound Space here at K Rock, and they did what four songs? I think they ended up doing all acoustic.
Yep. Yes, they did. The first one, we have some clips for you, and then we got some of the interview that we were able to talk to him about the new album, which comes out tomorrow, called Everything is Gonna Be All Right in the End. The first song that we have a clip for is called Lonely Girl.
I'm a little bit surprised that you like Weezer, Kevin, because they're so old school, so throwback. I mean, this album in particular sounds like it came right out of the 1960s, so you should think it's stupid, dumb, and absurd.
It doesn't sound 60s to me.
Really?
I don't know why.
Okay. up next is a song called Go Away that Rivers does as a duet with the beautiful and talented Bethany from the band Best Coast. This is awesome.
was wrong. I hurt your feelings when I did what I did. I learned my lesson, I'll stop acting like a kid. Can you give me one more chance?
I gotta tell you, the album title, Everything's Gonna Be Alright in the End, was not supported by any of the songs they sang. You know what I mean? They're all like three bummer songs.
That's a really good point. And the same is true for the third clip from Weezer Live on Friday morning's Kevin DeBean Show. This one is the one that opens up the album, and it really rocks, the electric version. It's got some great guitar playing in it, but the acoustic version is a little bit different. This is Ain't Got Nobody.
I thought I had a friend, but she was just pretend. She didn't have a soul, nothing I could own.
Strong.
That sounds great.
Really good. Yeah. A lot of fun having them here on Friday. The album, as Kevin mentioned, is out tomorrow. We also had a chance to spend a couple of minutes talking with the guys just a few days before the new record came out, and it went a little something like this. Hi, Weezer.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah.
You guys are spoiling us. You were in with us a few weeks ago to world premiere the Back to the Shack single, and then here we are on the practically on the eve of the album coming out on Tuesday. How are you?
Good.
Wonderful.
Good.
Thanks for having us back.
So the album is available. It's streaming now at KROQ.com. I know you guys are very active with the kids on the social media. What kind of response are you getting? What has confused you that people have said or asked about the new album so far?
Well, this is the most positive response we've ever gotten. It's kind of hard to believe.
It's a great album, you guys.
Well, man, thank you. It's nice.
Seriously, I mean, it's so fun, and I'm always curious. I mean, you're Rivers in particular. You are a very a confessional first person songwriter. I feel like, you know, every songwriter takes bits and pieces of things and they elaborate and they change things and move things around. But some of your songs, it seems to me like, are really real life, straight from the heart. Is that me projecting that on you, or is that a factor in some of these numbers that they're actually you really seeing it, laying it out the way it is?
Yeah, that's the way it's always been for me. And sometimes I try to write songs from a fictional perspective, and it just doesn't seem to work with my voice or in this band. I'm not sure what it is, but it's magic when I'm singing about what's going on in my day-to-day life as if I'm singing right from my diary.
Is it strange to sing songs that you wrote when you were in a different place in life?
It's not strange, because first of all, we get up on stage and then, you know, if you're standing there in the midst of Weezer and Say It Ain't So, for example, is taking shape around you and coming to life with these guys playing their parts, it's just the most awe-inspiring feeling, and there's no room for self-doubt at that point. But, yeah, there's a little bit of different perspective. A song like Say It Ain't So, you know, I'm pointing the finger at parents, basically, and now I'm a parent myself, so I have a different perspective on that, but it's not bad. It's just interesting.
Yeah.
A couple of songs I wanted to ask you about. The British Are Coming is one of the strangest ideas for a song I've heard from anybody.
I was hoping you would say that one, because I was going to mention it myself.
Yes. How does a thing like The British Are Coming exist?
Well, that's one where you say, well, what does that have to do with Weezer or Rivers' life? But it's just like an extended metaphor, and I don't want to go into it too much. But, yeah, on the surface, we're talking about the Paul Revere's Midnight Ride and the American Revolution and rebelling against the imperial forces in your life. And we've had some of those forces in our lives, so it's just basically us saying, hey, Weezer team, wake up. We got to defend ourselves. We got to go out there and fight for what we believe in.
Huh?
So it has to be the only song in history that uses the phrase punk-ass redcoats. What do you think?
I would think so, yeah.
Who's your King George right now, Rivers? Who is it? Whose crown are we trying to knock off?
I feel like King George has been defeated with this record, and we've formed our own little nation here, Weezer Nation.
Sovereign. Nice. It's a sovereign nation.
It's a sovereign nation. Yeah, I like it. And the other one that I wanted to mention that is such a spectacular song, and the thing I love about it is that it sounds like it could have come out in 1965 or 1985 or today, and that is Go Away. And I know that's one of the ones you're going to be doing today.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that and how your friend Bethany ended up on the record?
I was just going back through our Twitter history to find out how it happened. It was definitely through Twitter. And I think it was a mutual fan of ours tweeted something like to both of us, hey, Weezer and Best Coast should do a song together. And I think we were both like, yeah, that sounds like a cool idea. So here we are. Fantastic.
That's so fun. And I hope, by the way, I know that, you know, Best Coast is obviously already very popular, but I hope that if there are some people out there who will be introduced to her and her great band through this record, because they are well worth seeking out. They're
she's great.
Yeah. Okay, so big day today for Weezer. The album, as we mentioned, comes out available everywhere on Tuesday. You guys are doing in-store appearances, which I can imagine can get pretty out of control with your fans, especially in a tiny little place like Fingerprints down in Long Beach. You're going to be down there Wednesday, I want to say. You can go to the Fingerprints website, as I understand it, to sign up for a slot if you want to be there for Weezer at the in-store at Fingerprints. And then you're playing some gigs in November in venues that are far too small. What's up with that, boys?
Well, we wanted to play the new album from beginning to end, and we wanted it to be just those, I don't know, maybe 1,000 most hardcore fans in each city, and those fans that would already know the album, know all the lyrics, and they're going to be there to sing along. We even have some roles they can play. There's a choir part at the end of the album, so we'll invite about 9 girls and 9 guys from the audience to come up, put on the Weezer choir robes, and join us at the climax of the album. And it's just so much fun playing these small venues and feeling the energy of the crowd.
Can you see people all the way in the back in these little places, and does that help? Or do you still only see the first 2 or 3 rows because of the lights in your eyes?
No, we see everybody.
See everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for coming down here today, for all the years of visiting K-Rock and doing shows and being here and just being cool.
Thanks for having us.
Lamorne Morris from TV's The New Girl. He's Winston, don't you know, joins us on today's all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Also, Matt Money Smith will be here to talk baseball and Andrew Siciliano to talk football. What an incredible sports weekend it was. And by the way, did the Kings win their Frozen Fury games, by the way?
Well, I mean, define win.
Did they score more goals than their opponents?
Not technically.
Okay. No. So it wasn't as much as a win as it was not a win.
But preseason.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't count. Hey, Monday mornings also means our good friend Harvey Levin from the TMZ Newsroom. Hey, Harvey.
Good morning, guys.
How about your homeland coming back last night? Excited?
You know what? This is so sad. I couldn't stay up that late, so I'm watching it tonight with a kid.
Well, I forgot it was even on. So.
I did too. I'm so bummed.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I was hunting around. I can't wait for tonight.
Yeah. The good news is, and this is not a spoiler alert, but the good news is, no Brody means no Dana Brody. So we finally lost her, which is great news for all of us, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about what's going on TMZ, Harvey. You got some great stuff up this morning, including Mariah Carey. Now, I guess this is a highly anticipated tour. It's been a while since she's been out on the road, and she had a little bit of a rough start in Tokyo, it sounds like.
Did you hear this?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It is so bad. I honestly, I'm not joking. At first, I thought maybe she's doing this in Japanese, and that's why it sounds so weird, but it was horrible. I mean, it was like... It was not her. I mean, it was so bad, so off key. I don't know what's wrong with her.
She has an amazing voice, and technically, she's usually pretty right on.
Yeah,
so this is very, very far from a normal performance for her.
It was terrible.
Do you think this happens to everybody at some point? Everybody that tours, do you think maybe they've got a problem with their headphones, or they can't hear it right or something?
Well, they were making excuses that it might have been the mic stand, which I don't quite understand, but...
The mic stand?
Yeah, I know. They actually, that was one of the things.
Wow.
But, you know, remember it happened to Whitney Houston. There are some people whose voices go, and some people that in their 70s, they can... maintain their voice.
Yeah,
and so I don't know.
We do have the clip. I want to play it. This is Mariah Carey. I think she's in Japan, and this is her not exactly probably on the key that she wants to be on. I can't even tell what that is, first of all.
But
I'd like to say that I now sing as well as Mariah Carey, so that's good news. You can see that video at TMZ.com. And I was also wondering if lots of musical artists have a couple of notes go bad during a song. But in this age of YouTube where everybody's filming everything on a cell phone, now we hear about those things as opposed to 20 years ago.
Well, that could be.
People would have gone, wow, it was a fantastic show. She was a little pitchy dog during that one song, but the rest of it, she sounded great. None of us will ever hear that. You know, all we know is this clip that's at TMZ, I guess.
Why do I say, well, first of all, we've heard the whole song. We only put 30 seconds up, but that whole song was bad.
Wow.
But
that 30 was enough, though, Harvey.
Why am I thinking that the rest of the concert may not have been particularly her best?
Yeah, I think you could be right there. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, let's move on to another singer, this time Katy Perry, who was adorable this weekend talking college football and couldn't have been any geekier, could she?
I loved it. I loved it.
I did too. I did too, and I contacted Oklahoma about playing quarterback for them. I thought that might work.
So, she has a crush. It's Trevor Knight, right? The quarterback?
That's right. Yes.
And so she said she has a mad crush on this guy. And I thought it was, on ESPN, I thought it was hilarious. And, you know, A, he has a girlfriend. B, he has a twin who, by the way, also has a girlfriend. But we found a third brother.
What the hell's going on? Oh, I forgot. It's Oklahoma.
That's funny. He is slightly larger than Trevor.
And by slightly, you mean three times the size. Go ahead.
Whatever. And so we contacted him. He said he would like us to let Katy Perry know that he is available.
Ah. Okay. What he's missing is that she's hot for this other one and his brother because they're twins and they're the good-looking ones. He is the black sheep of the family, as you call him.
Right. No, he calls himself.
Katy was on this college game day show where they were asking her to make picks. And I'm not sure which clip we have.
I do know
that it was hilarious that every time they asked her to pick a team, she always said, is that the one with the cocks in it?
Yeah, that's
Is that the one
clip.
With the cocks in it? Is that what we got?
No. We have her talking about the quarterback.
Because she's talking about the Gamecocks, of course, from South Carolina. And she's on and she's wearing this crazy, like, pink and black sweater. And she's got these little pigtails and she's just bouncing up and down. And later on that night, Harvey, you got the video of her jumping off of a bar after the old Miss win over Alabama. I mean, she just really was invested in college football on Saturday, wasn't she?
Totally invested in it.
I'm picking this one based on looks. Trevor Knight, you hear me?
Uh-oh.
The quarterback for Oklahoma, we don't mind, so I'm going to go with him.
Okay. Well, she got the Sooners. Okay.
Trevor Knight, call me.
She's awesome.
She is awesome.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, and last story for you, Harvey, before we let you get to your meeting. You warned us a couple of weeks ago that men in Hollywood were not going to be immune from the fappening, and it looks like we've got our first star with his naughty bits up online. What's going on?
Well, Nick Hogan got hacked.
This is Hulk Hogan's son?
Hulk Hogan's son.
Okay.
Linda Hogan's son, too.
I love her.
And so this is amazing. So he had everything in the cloud, like everything. And he has – one of the things is, you know, when he was dating, when he was, you know, a teenager, he has some things from that. So there are some underage girls in there.
Right.
So anybody who's got that is playing with fire, number one. Number two, the hackers apparently have pictures of – his mom with her ass up in the air like in a thong. Now, Nick swears that those were not in the cloud in his file.
But they were with all of the other pictures that they got from Nick's file?
That's what the hackers supposedly are saying. But Nick is saying they just added.
It's not what any guy wants, is your mom in a thong.
He's saying
with her ass in the air.
Look, after Hulk Hogan's worst sex tape ever, I don't want to have anything more to do with seeing people in that family naked. I just don't.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on and find out. That certainly wasn't on the top of the list that the ladies were hoping would be leaked. TMZ on the television, by the way. Of course, you got lots of shows on Fox, including the TMZ and TMZ Live, which airs Monday through Friday at 4. And then the new TMZ Hollywood Sports, which you kicked off last week at Reels Channel. What's the feedback been like for that, Harvey?
It's been great. And beginning today, we're actually going to live tweet. Evan is going to be live tweeting, where you can actually go on the website, and he's going to be up there in a little video player, and he's going to be talking to people, you know, as the show goes, kind of as a second screen. So we love the show. I mean, we're really into it, and we're excited about it. So it's on Reels in L.A. at 5 o'clock, 5 to 6.
Monday Sounds great. Harvey, thanks for the time, man. Have a terrific week. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll see you guys.
We are well into October now, which means Halloween is right around the corner, and we're giving away tickets to Fast Fright at Queen Mary's Dark Harbor. Plus, you get to skip the line for all the mazes. Congratulations to Michelle Ramonette from La Habra. She just won her tickets. We've got them for you every single hour this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, so keep listening.
Inexplicably, Muggs is doing baseball commercials.
Yes, he is. I'm
not sure how that happened, how it came down the pike, how it got decided.
No one else available?
Well,
I'm
no.
the best, that's why.
That's why, yeah, you're the best. But he started saying some pretty weird things that we had never heard before. And
I thought I was pretty familiar with sports terminology
right.
until I started hearing Muggs' MLB ads.
Right.
I am just getting overwhelmed with emails and tweets and Facebook posts that sound like this. Dear Kevin and Bean, mm-hmm. you have to do something about Beer Mug. In his Major League Baseball promos, he keeps saying verse instead of verses. It's driving me crazy. I thought I misheard it yesterday, but no, he's doing it again today.
Exactly the same with me. I thought I heard it wrong or whatever. I was like, there's no way he said verse.
You thought maybe he was talking about poetry?
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's hear. Can we just isolate just that little piece of the promo that we're running here?
Tigers versus Orioles today.
All right. Now let me hear some of the other one, please.
Tigers versus Orioles, game two. And then you got the Royals versus your Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, game two.
Okay. Oh, okay. I love Cardinals versus Dodgers.
All right. So it's versus, right? Or it's V. You've heard people say V.
Or VS, right? Yeah.
Right, but there's no verse. Verse is not
no
a thing.
Verse. Has it ever been verse?
Never.
In history?
I don't think so. Look, well, Muggs, I think he's looking
it's V-E-R-S-U-S
at...
V-E-R-S-U-S is how it's spelled.
Right. Yes.
Spell
right.
it out, versus.
Yes.
Yes.
Muggs is looking like he has something to say.
He's very angry. Here's what happened.
I'm angry. Look at him. He's about to go off on
Let
us.
Let me explain. This is what happened.
Bring it, bitch.
Yeah. Please explain this.
It
away.
Didn't occur to me until today that I was saying it wrong. I've always done it like that.
You've always
you
said
have?
Verse?
Wait
because.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah. So in your life, no one has ever said, hey,
nope.
there's no such thing as verse.
No one. Nobody has correct.
It.
Nobody has corrected me.
I don't
me.
Buy it because I've never heard verse. Ever.
I will take everybody's scorn because I like proper grammar and I like using proper grammar. But
obviously,
at this point, I think everybody just needs to calm down a little bit because this is why I said verse because it's on the page. It's VS,
right?
So I'm
right.
just
That's short for verses.
I'm abbreviating verses then. That's
Wait,
why
hold on, hold on. I'm confused. Which story is true now? That you thought it was right when you said it,
yeah.
or that you're saying it on purpose because you're trying to shorten the word versus?
Both are true, Bean. I didn't know it was right, and now I'm saying it on purpose.
I did it by accident, and I did it on purpose. Both are right.
I've done it all my life, and I said it purposely.
I've never done it before, and I've always done it. Yes, exactly what you said.
I am very confused.
I'm totally wrong and totally right.
I'm very confused by your answer, Beer Mug.
I thought you were saying that you've always said verse because you thought verse was right and you didn't know until
and
just now that it's wrong.
Life. That is
right.
his first
That's
explanation.
What he said.
That's
okay.
Explanation
also,
one.
He did it on purpose to shorten verses to verse.
And now everybody just needs to chill the F out.
Because
no,
we need
wrong.
To chill
we
the
can
F
say
out.
Whatever you want
you're
wrong.
Okay, but. It's just one word. You're going to live.
It sounds Everybody... like ass.
Sure, it sounds like ass, but you're going to get through your day fine. I said verse instead of verses. Whatever. Get over it.
Wow, look at the
you're,
attitude.
Why
you're
is
a
he
professional...
giving that attitude for being right about?
Look at the attitude.
You're a, hard to believe, a professional broadcaster.
Well, hey, easy.
No,
he works at a radio station.
In this position, though, he's the guy who's being asked to do these commercials that I'm sure are very expensive to be on the Kevin and Bean Show to promote the broadcast.
Right, and that is the fault of whoever asked him to do it.
But don't you think they deserve him to only speak English in these commercials?
Nope, they deserve what they get. They hired Beer Mug. That is on them.
Let's put it this way.
Let me play it again.
Okay, play it again.
Tigers versus Orioles, game two today at 8:30 a.m. And then you got the Royals versus your Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, game two.
It's like fingernails on a chalkboard.
That's, yeah.
It's totes verse.
Okay. If they had such a problem with it, they would have said something.
Hey,
Beer Mug,
hey,
you're saying verse instead of verses. Never came to me and said anything. So they're obviously okay with it, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, man.
You've been saying it your whole life.
Yeah.
And no I one, said it for the first
no
time
No one corrected
today.
Me.
And no one has ever corrected you.
No one has ever.
Until now, no one has listened to you.
No one has ever corrected it. Not even yesterday. No one said anything yesterday.
Okay, wait a minute.
The client didn't come back to me.
Hold on. Hold on. Take it easy.
Okay.
By the way, you're the one at fault here. So
why
stop yelling
so
at us.
Why is he so angry at us, by the way?
I don't know.
Stop yelling at us. Okay. You're the one that's at fault here.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Why are we bad for having noticed that you're wrong?
Have you ever noticed that everyone else says verses?
No.
That you've never?
Not until today.
What?
Yeah.
So all the thousands of hours that you've watched SportsCenter and heard people say the word versus, it never in your mind clicked at all that versus is how the word is
no,
pronounced?
No, and it's weird because I know how to differentiate. Is that even a word?
Nope.
Differentiate.
It's close. I mean,
there
yeah.
You go.
Differentiate.
Move past.
Verses and verse. I know the difference between verse. A verse is something in a poem.
Right.
Or a song or whatever.
Okay.
Right.
So then,
verses.
So then explain this.
Tigers versus Orioles.
So they're doing poetry?
Okay. It was early.
Are the teams doing poetry?
I had a. It was
Are
early.
They having a poetry contest?
No, they're not.
It was that is verse right or wrong?
It's wrong. And I'm wrong. But everybody just needs to chill the F out.
Don't tell us what to do, wrong person.
The only person that can't tell us to chill the F out is you.
It's the wrong guy.
Everybody else can tell us that. Our listeners can tell us that. Our bosses can tell us that. Everybody in the world can tell us that.
Look,
not you.
It's annoying. I know when somebody misuses an English word, it's annoying. And it annoys me. And I get the point. But you're going to be fine. You'll get through your
we're
day.
We're not saying we're not going to be fine.
I know.
We're not saying we're not going to get through
I
our
know.
Day. We're just saying you're wrong.
Okay. That's
Can I
on,
play
the whole,
it again?
On the
Tigers versus Orioles game two, and then you got the Royals versus your Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim game two.
Minutia.
That's what I'm saying.
Minutia, by the way.
It's minutia.
It's minutia.
Oh, oh, no, okay.
No, but seriously, it is.
Yeah.
Minutia.
Yeah.
Minutia. Right.
Okay. And by the way, that's not minutia. It just isn't. That's not minutia.
Word.
It's the wrong word.
Repeated. Okay. Repeated.
I was abbreviating.
No, you weren't.
Your words.
You've said that your whole life. Which one is it? You've said it your whole life or you were abbreviating. Oh. Which one?
I'd like to plead the fifth.
Once again, it's the world versus beer mug.
Oh, my God.
What an upgrade, by the way, from Ralph Grumman. Not that I have anything against Ralph. I love the guy. Very talented. But Ally McKay, that's what you want to see first thing on a Monday morning.
Sure.
Right, you guys?
Absolutely.
I mean, you are a delight.
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Yes, I am.
Kevin wasn't ready for that.
No wonder.
Kevin, you're all right.
Filling in on the showbiz beat today, here's Allie.
I was informed I need an in.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Some kind of start, some kind of end.
Hey, you guys ready for some showbiz?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Nailed
it.
All right. Shia LaBeouf. Weird.
Yeah,
right?
He's crazy. Yeah.
And just when you think, okay, we haven't heard from him in a while, he hasn't done anything weird. No.
There's something new?
His Fury co-star, of course, Logan Lerman. You know him, Perks of Being a Wallflower. He played Charlie.
Yes.
I love him so much.
This is the Brad Pitt movie, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. The World War II movie, yes. He's decided to appear more authentic, this according to Logan. He has cut his own face with a knife and had a dentist pull one of his teeth.
You mean for the movie?
For the role. So he appears more authentic as a World War II soldier.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with him?
A, he's truly insane.
Yeah.
B, would most dentists do that? Would
you that's a good question.
A dentist and go, I'd like you to pull this perfectly fine tooth.
Well, and over the weekend, all this stuff about Charlie Sheen even going to a dentist. Now I just doubt every story about dentistry.
Yeah.
Let's just put that out there.
Yeah. That's crazy.
By the way, when I heard that Charlie Sheen dentist story, the whole thing seemed fake to me because you look at him and you go, that's a guy who never goes to the dentist.
Never.
He has the worst teeth in Hollywood.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done.
Okay.
No, I have more. I do. All right, are you ready for this one? That's my new intro.
Yes, we are.
Why, thank you, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Phelps, you know him, Olympic swimmer. Of course, his second DUI in Baltimore, not a good thing. He has now pulled out of competing in any meets through Thanksgiving because he has now entered rehab.
Ah.
A 6-week program he entered yesterday. Hire a driver. I have no time for these people.
Yeah.
Speaking of people I have no time for, the Real Housewives of New Jersey cast had their reunion taping. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But Teresa, of course, who's been sentenced to jail, her and her husband, for every kind of fraud under the sun. That's True. She showed up 4 hours late to the reunion taping.
Oh.
I mean, who is this woman?
Who are any of these women
that are?
Well, and you're better off because of it. You are better off. Now, Harvey, last hour, talked about Katy Perry being the celebrity picker and whatnot.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Well, and here's my question, because I talked about it last night with a friend of mine, and she said, listen, you're on ESPN to be the celebrity picker. We basically want to see your sweater puppies, yet you covered them with a sweater.
Yeah.
Right? What was that all about?
Well, she was quite covered up.
She was, which is not very Katy Perry.
No, it's not.
Not at all. So I'm questioning it. However, what I'm not questioning is video that surfaced of her last night.
Ooh.
Partying.
Yes.
At an Ole Miss bar, chugging beer, and diving off the bar.
Come on. I love you
so much, Katy Perry. It's awesome. You've got to see the video. She is fantastic. It's just good stuff.
Why is she such an Ole Miss fan, by the way? That's what I don't understand. Isn't she from California?
She's from Santa Barbara, right?
Yeah, so somewhere in Central California. But I don't know why she was so... I mean, I guess if you were... I don't know where she was. Maybe she was there, and obviously that's the greatest thing that ever happened to the state of Mississippi is to beat Alabama.
True.
So I imagine she just got, caught up in the excitement of that.
Oh, have you ever gotten swept up in the emotions, Bean?
Well, of course I have.
I have as well.
Please, please.
This is weird. Good stuff. All right, we talked about the top five in the box office.
Yes.
Gone Girl, $38 million. Annabelle, $37.2 million.
It's that time of the year.
It's
October.
But still...
Scary
movies. For the love of God, a creepy doll.
Yeah.
And by the way, I heard it only cost $27 million to make. So they've already made $37 opening weekend, and there's a lot of days between now and Halloween. That's going to be a very profitable movie.
I'm going to be a horror film director, creator, / writer.
A horror film?
Horror. I'm sorry. I need to enunciate. I need to. Although things aren't going well. I might be a... What? Anyway, so Gone Girl, Annabelle, The Equalizer, The Box Trolls, and The Maze Runners. Those are the top five. However, I wanted to bring up Gone Girl because Jennifer Garner, I love her. She is married to my favorite, Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
She wound up saying... During a recent visit to Kelly and Michael Strahan's show, I don't even know what they call that now.
Kelly
and Michael?
Kelly and whoever.
Kelly and dude next to her.
Yeah.
She wound up saying, and I quote, after he put on 30 pounds of muscle and is down to 8% body fat, it feels like, quote, I'm having an affair. Oh, my God, that's so hot.
Because her husband is a new man.
Yes.
She's sleeping with Batman, basically.
Right. That does not suck at all.
Allie, are you being serious? You're a huge Ben Affleck fan?
I love Ben Affleck so much.
Because you think he's pretty or because you think he's a good actor?
He's from Boston.
Okay, A.
Let's start with that.
Bostonians in. I think he's a very bright man.
Right, sure.
I think he's got some amazing political views.
Okay, good.
I love seeing him take on Bill Maher because anyone that can make Bill Maher go, I love. I love everything.
How about
him
as an actor, though? Is my
amazing.
Really?
Okay. Amazing. How do you like them apples? The Town? Are you kidding me? The Town. How good was
The Town?
It
was awesome. Great.
The Town was awesome, yeah.
He's been awesome.
I think he's hit and miss.
Awesome.
And
I think he's
kind of quite not so good sometimes.
Listen, I will give you Daredevil.
Okay.
I will come right out and
Pearl
say
Harbor.
It was... Okay, and Pearl Harbor.
Okay, good.
Let's stop there, because I think we could possibly keep going, and I don't want to, because
But he
I
couldn't
love
have
him.
Been any better in Dazed and Confused, I'll tell you that.
Oh, who you kidding, right?
All right, good so times. Now we know.
All right, well, I need an out as well, so that just about wraps it up. No, just kidding, I'm doing birthdays, because they're amazing. Great birthdays. Elizabeth Shue, 51. Mm-hmm. Amy Jo Johnson, the original Pink Power Ranger, she's 44. And wow, that was the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It's a really soft little tepid bell that barely rang.
And I found this one because there's a local connection.
Yes.
We know her. Bond girl from The Man with the Golden Gun. Britt Eklund, 72 years old. However, Nick Adler from The Roxy's Mother.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you say lick?
I think I did.
Why?
I'm not sure. Did I mention I randomly just yell out weird words?
Nope. Yeah, we just found that out.
Jim. Not sure what that was.
Tourette's.
That wraps up the showbiz beat.
By the way, I know we all got the U2 album for free in our iTunes, but they are making a physical release next week, next Tuesday, and they're going to include some bonus songs on that. So there are going to be some more U2 songs we have not yet heard coming out on Tuesday.
Now, do we have a choice on that one? Or
yes, I think that one is your choice of whether you decide to go out and buy it or not. Hey, our friend Matt Money Smith from the Petrus Money Radio Show on AM 570 KLAC joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Money.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Get anything in the mail recently? Anything come your way from Seattle? Or
when the wonderful woman that helps us around the house, Gloria. Gloria.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were referring to your wife.
Says no. She's probably upset that I even mentioned that there's somebody else that helps around the house.
Sure.
When she holds up the piece of paper that you sent me and says, "Es basura," I say, no, es basura. That's $100. It's mine, and I need to tape the damn thing back together. It's not trash. Damn you.
What did you do?
So Bean and Matt have a bet every season that Bean loses. Every season.
Right. We bet on two things. 50 credits, shall we say, on whether the Mariners or the Angels will have a better regular season record, and then another 50 on who goes further in the postseason. So clearly the Angels, best team in all of baseball this year. The Mariners, you know, didn't even make the playoffs. So clearly I lost both halves of that. So every year I like to make it fun for you to get the money, because it would just be boring if you just opened it up and it was a regular just a check or something, or a $100 bill. So what did I do this year, Matt?
This year, well, you know what, Bean, I think it's probably appropriate that we catalog what you've done in the past.
Oh, good. Let's go through them.
I still have a stack of about, 30,000 pesos in a drawer. I've still got the $100 Canadian for that time I get back up to Vancouver to smoke that good Canada weed.
Good.
I still have, I think we still have like two or three origami stars.
Okay.
You put together origami stars with $1 bills. You sent me the $2 bills. Those are still, actually, I still have a few of those because I like to pass them out to some of the kids with the good costumes on Halloween.
Now, the $2 bills, if I recall correctly, Money, that was the year I sent them to you in 50 separate envelopes.
50 envelopes supporting the post office, like the good American you are.
Right.
And this year, you decided to send me a $100 bill. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, cut into 9 pieces.
All right.
Separated by about a quarter of an inch, like a message that a serial killer might send you or something.
Yeah. If you ever want to see your family again.
All you have to do is peel those little pieces off of the paper and then reconstruct them with tape, and then that thing will be spendable.
It's funny, one of the great, and well, look, Twitter is great and it's horrible too. But one of the great things about it is, there is a wealth of knowledge to be collected by all the people that follow you. And Bean and I were having an exchange on Twitter about this. And someone then said, wait, that's a federal crime, Bean.
Oh, is it?
And then somebody else chimed in.
Is it really?
It's so funny. Like this grab-ass conversation can turn serious. And then somebody else, chimes in, no, dumbass, you have to destroy 50% of the dollar. So Bean is fine because it's all still there.
I think technically you could be in trouble for cutting a bill into little pieces, though. I think, technically. You're not supposed to destroy currency, I guess.
Well, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be awesome. If Bean went down, it would be Capone-esque.
That would be so good.
All the things that Bean has done, if he went down for cutting $100.
What are you in here for?
I cut some money.
I hate having to pay you every year.
Stop
why?
Making the bet.
But why do I keep making the bet?
It's been 12 years.
I know. I'm putting your kids through college. What the hell?
100 credits.
The Mariners did go down to the last game of the regular season this year. We did almost make the playoffs, but we suck a little bit too hard for that.
Well, and I guess the question now is, Bean, do I have to send you half of this bill back? Because technically, the Angels did not advance at all in the postseason.
Nope, but they played three games,
in the postseason,
correct?
Though. So they still
did play.
All right, let's talk about that. What happened?
Yeah, how does the team with the best record in baseball get so shut down by Kansas City, who barely squeaked into the playoffs?
Well, I think, the one thing to sort of look at, and this is what happened with the Dodgers last year and the Cardinals, remember. How did the Cardinals be? Well, it was two tight games, to start the series off. You had one the Dodgers lost 1-0, one the Dodgers lost 4-3 that went extra innings, and that's what happened to the Angels. They have a great bullpen, and they obviously have a great offense, but the playoffs are just different. And they did not execute. They had their opportunity, specifically in the ninth when Josh Hamilton put together arguably the worst at-bat in the history of the playoffs in the ninth inning, looking like some dude in a beer league softball contest that was just too drunk to take a bat. And that's probably not that good to say about Hamilton, considering his past problems. But that's what happened. They couldn't execute in the late moments of extra inning games, and that cost them the series. You know, the last game, I think, was much like, you know, again, comparing it to the Dodgers of last year when, you know, Kershaw melted down in that game six and they lost 9-0. I think that was inevitable. You look at the odds stacked against you and you're like, well, we're screwed.
Hmm.
And you limp out of the postseason.
There are a lot of players in the history of baseball, though, who have been great hitters in the regular season and freeze in the postseason. Can we say that about Mike Trout this year?
Well, it's his first time, you know, and it was nice to see him get that home run yesterday, at least get something going. And, you know, it was a home run that gave him the lead, you know, right there out the gate. Hey, let's set the tone. We can win this. Get it to Weaver in the next game. Get it to, you know, Shoemaker in the game after that. Next thing you know, we're in a game five. And I think that's kind of how you look at it, or I should say get it to, yeah, exactly, and it didn't happen. So the fact that he started out 0-for-8 but then got that home run is probably good for them moving forward. I think what happens, and just kind of going to what the storyline of the year was with Derek Jeter, I mean, there's a guy that was better in the postseason.
Yeah,
right. That's why
right.
He's so revered. You know, it's typically, you're right, being guys like Barry Bonds. I mean, some of the greatest players of all time, they just don't have as great production in the postseason as they do the regular season, and Jeter certainly was the exception to that.
Let me ask you a question about the playoffs. And I'm not a huge fan of baseball.
You hate it, Kevin.
Right.
You loathe baseball.
It's way too long. But do you really get a fair shot in the playoffs with a five-game series? Does that feel like you're really getting a full shot at it?
So. I mean, I think that's what makes it. I wish that the NBA still had first-round five
games. Do you?
Because, you know, that's... You're right. Typically, the better team's going to win in seven games. Because, you know, for instance, Kershaw can pitch three times in
right.
seven games, technically. And that's fine, but I like five games. You know, it invites the unexpected and an opportunity for a team to jump on somebody in game one, and that's it. I mean, you're pretty screwed.
And by the way, if all of the playoff rounds are seven games, then we're playing on Thanksgiving too. So let's at least try to figure out how to get out of this by November.
I don't want to extend it. I just feel like a five game series is money's right. If you can jump on somebody in the first game, it might be over.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's crazy after
that was
a long
one
season.
One of my issues with the Dodgers blowing that first game. Was
all right, Dodgers really now? Like, what's going on with Dodgers?
Yeah, I mean, whoever won that first game was going to win the series, and I don't know if I've changed. You know, I mean, look, Ryu, there's so many. He's pitching tonight, and for people that haven't really followed it all that closely, you know, he's barely thrown at all since mid-August. You know, he's had shoulder issues and he's had injuries throughout the season. Now, last year he blanked the Cardinals in seven innings. He got the Dodgers their first win in that series, so he's comfortable going into St. Louis. And granted, he did that at home last year in the playoffs, but he's one of the best road pitchers in the league. He says he's healthy. He says his arm feels better than it has in a long time because he got all this rest, sort of getting him ready for the postseason. But it's just such a big unknown.
Let me ask you this about the Dodgers pitching, though. The criticism of this team all season long has been that they don't have the middle relief, and that has really showed its face in the playoffs because they left Kershaw in probably too long the other day because they didn't have somebody they were comfortable bringing in. Is that fair?
Yes and no. I think it's fair, but I also think, you know, this is in a lot of people, again, just freaking out over how dare Don Mattingly leave him in to be exposed like that.
Well, he was over 100 pitches, right?
He was, but Kershaw is someone that would go 150 in the postseason. He doesn't care. He he's had a month off this season with the injury coming back from Australia, so he said his arm feels better than it ever has. And I'm guessing that if Mattingly went out to that mound, Kershaw would have said, get the hell out of here. Well, he wouldn't say hell because he's a God-fearing man. He'd say, you get the darn shucks out of here, Matt. I'm going to keep this ball, and I'm going to mow down these gentlemen. So he probably wouldn't have allowed him. But you're right, Bean. Look, they have, you know, the old Yankee Stanton Mendoza Rivera 7-8-9, then, yeah, you probably go get him, and you say, look, we'll get him next time. Good effort. Get the heck out of here. But I think some of that plays into it, and the other part is that it's Clayton Kershaw. I mean, it's the best season that we've seen in probably 15 years, at least, about 14 years.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing history being made with this guy. I mean, exactly. We're lucky to be alive to see one of the best players that's ever pitched.
I do think there might be something to the idea that they were getting tipped off on those pitches.
Really?
Yeah, because the Cardinals are notorious for that. They are. I mean, and I'm not saying that in a negative.
And what is that? Is that the team stealing signals?
Yeah, for some reason they have been better at it, you know, allegedly, than any other team in baseball. That when they get somebody on second base, they have got a whole network of spies, filthy Redbird spies.
I can't believe the Patriots aren't involved in this.
that know what signals are, and they know how to tip pitches. Because, I mean, they had nothing going until they had someone on second base that inning. Next thing you know, it was just one pitch after the next. Boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
It sure was. They opened the floodgates.
They knew what was coming.
By the way, speaking of the Dodgers, this is the voice of Matt Money Smith, of course, from the Petrus Money Radio Show on AM 570. Yasiel Puig, I know that much has been made over his time in the major leagues about how emotional a player he is. I feel like it's really hurting him in this series that he's getting so wrapped up in being mad that he's not playing as well as he could.
Yeah, I mean, it's look, whenever we ask people about Puig, that's what they say. You got to take the good with the bad. You know, that is how he operates. He is very emotional, high highs, low lows, but there's no way of kind of containing it or trying to temper it. If you do, you're probably going to take it all away. The good thing for Puig is that he really does have a few guys around him that I don't want to say he respects. I don't know if he even knows what that means. But he's good with Hanley Ramirez and Juan Uribe, and then there's sort of the captain Adrian Gonzalez, who when the hammer needs to be dropped on him, he sort of puts him in. On the bench, sits him down and explains how things are going to work. And I think the fact that Gonzalez was the one that stood up for him after he got hit by the pitch was a really good thing, sort of a tone setter for Puig in this series. And look, he's been fine. You know, he scored on a couple runs. He's had a couple biggest, you know, not assists.
He sure strikes out a lot, though, Matt.
He does. You know, and I think, again, it's not making excuses, but for he's 23 years old. You know, I mean, he's still really, yeah. When you think about players and, you know, same thing with Trout, you know, and when they hit their peak and how much of baseball is a mental game and the fact that these kids are 23 years old.
Yeah,
is,
I know.
Think it's, again, it's not an excuse, but, you know, when we see guys in the postseason really make their bones, they tend to be a little bit deeper into their careers and more in their prime, the late 20s, early 30s.
All right, last question for you because then we're out of time. The St. Louis Cardinals, who have what, won more World Series than any other National League team, right?
Yeah.
They seem to really – there seems to be a backlash brewing against the Cardinals with their whole best fans in baseball campaign and their whole –
I've been on this for years.
Oh, have you really? Are you anti-Cardinals?
You know, people say that it's because, you know, I'm a Chicago guy and a Cubs fan and things like that. And I say that's fine. That's fair. But just know they are smarmy. There is baseball hubris. There is a sense of entitlement to this whole we're the best fans in baseball. It's not said humbly. It is said – As they peer down from their baseball ivory tower,
because they pretend to be all, hey, we're humble Midwest folks, right?
They really do believe they're better than you. They really, this is the sad part. You know, if you really want to make it a tragic story, they really think St. Louis is a good city.
Like, what? That can't be true.
They really do believe.
No.
Like,
well, I saw that thing that the mayor wrote for the New York Times, I think it was, where he just talked about how the rest of the country is jealous of St. Louis.
The Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal, sorry.
That's not possible.
I would recommend reading it. No, they really do. Like, they believe that they're sitting in some sort of secret. Like, there's you know, it's the secret is that St. Louis is one of the best places to live in America when it's just a dump.
It is a dump. That's
dump
crazy.
City.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we're out of time. 6:07 p.m. West Coast time is first pitch for Dodgers versus Cardinals. That is going to be game 3 of the NLDS tied at 1 apiece. And sorry to Angels fans to have your season end this way. Very disappointing, of course. But we'll keep an eye on what happens. Matt, always a pleasure, sir. Let's hope I don't lose that bet next year, but we'll make the bet anyway.
There we go. There it is. Official.
Take care.
The radio and television museum thing.
One of our favorite shows, of course, is Fox's The New Girl. Lamorne Morris plays Winston on that show, and he'll be joining us in just a couple of minutes here on K-Rock. First, though, Kevin, I've rarely seen you as full of glee as you were on the Twitter machine this weekend.
It was, I don't know, people falling always makes me laugh, including myself. But there was a dude that was singing the national anthem. I think it was this past Friday or Thursday. I don't know. It was last week. Mm-hmm. He was singing the national anthem in Canada, so it's O Canada. And he was on ice skates and was ice skating.
Uh-huh. While singing?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Was this in front of an NHL game or no?
I think it was a minor league game.
Okay.
I'm not positive, but he skates around for a while. But for those who have never been to a game, before the game, they do put a red carpet out on the ice so that people can walk out there. The person that's going to sing can walk out there. So,
yeah, they don't want to make civilians have to stand on ice.
Right.
Because we're just not used to it.
So dumbass puts on skates and starts singing the O Canada. And skates right into the carpet.
No.
Like, how would it not occur to you that your skate might not go over this carpet quite as smoothly as it does the ice?
It's not a vacuum cleaner. You're not going from the hardwood to the rug, okay? You can't ice skate on carpet.
So face meets ice.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't miss a beat.
Keep
he just
singing.
Keep
You're
right
kidding.
On singing.
Oh,
goes up.
Oh, my God.
After that happens, he gets caught in the rug and now is singing but trying to get his skates loose from the rug.
That's the best.
And then jumps back up and keeps on singing and puts the microphone out to the crowd. So that happened.
Wow.
I'm very impressed with him,
yes,
by the way. That is the show must go on mentality that a lot of people would not have that much grace under pressure to keep singing.
Canada.
Very well done.
That's sweet.
Here's what you don't want to see on your next guest's Twitter feed. These words. Uh-oh. Running late for my interview with Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. Tune in now. Hashtag dare me to swear on air. Man, there's a lot of bad news in there. Ladies and gentlemen, Lamorne Morris from TV's The New Girl joins us in studio here at the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Lamorne?
What's up? How are you guys doing?
We are good. Why were we running late? What happened this morning?
Well, it wasn't my fault. I got in the car on time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do believe there was a misscheduling with the arrival time.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I pissed my driver off.
What does that mean?
And I walked the rest of the way.
I figured you'd just call Uber. I figured that's how you'd handle that.
I should have. I should have done that.
Dare me to swear on air, I'm not going to do that.
Well, why not?
I'll catch it.
Watch your potty mouth.
I'll catch it.
So what are you about to
try? I'll catch it.
We are, episode 4 of The New Girl airs tomorrow night. That's where we are in the season.
Yes, we are.
And how long have you been back at work?
A little over, I'd probably say about 2 months now.
How was your time off?
Great, great. I slept a lot.
Yeah.
I went to Jamaica, which was great.
Tell me about that.
Well, I didn't get to vacate. Me and my friends, we do a charity trip every year where we give kids scholarships in Jamaica. And I went, and I thought that I would get some time to just chill out and kick it. But
because it's Jamaica.
Because it's Jamaica.
Right.
But I didn't. It was still great.
How can you not?
Because I had to rush back to Los Angeles, where it's just miserable.
So cold.
Yeah,
that's
so
kind of
freezing
cold. That's kind of a shame to go all the way to Jamaica and not really be able to take some time to really enjoy it.
Exactly. So now I told myself I'm going to go back specifically just to kick it.
Here's my impression of walking down the beach in Jamaica. And this is accurate. Smoke, 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 smoke. All different people. Smoke, 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 smoke.
True. A lot of offers?
Yeah.
100%.
From pretty much everyone.
Exactly.
How did you end up involved in a charity that gives scholarships to kids in Jamaica, of all places?
Well, my mom does a scholarship. My mom does a charity thing there called I Am. It's a medical mission. And then my buddy also does one for scholarships. And so I'm always involved whether my mom is going or whether I'm going. My buddy happens to be Jamaican. His name is King Batch. He's a big Viner and YouTuber. And all his friends, we get together, and his NBA friends, and they do sports camps, and I do acting camps. And so just a bunch of actors and athletes, we go and just have fun with the kids.
That does sound like fun.
Wow. Yeah.
What hobbies have you picked up with your new girl money? Anything?
Just stalking girls on Instagram.
Good.
Okay.
That's pretty much
it. You could do that without money.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but no, because when they look at my Instagram, they'll go, oh, this dude looks like he has some money.
Oh, I see. All right, good.
I'll just post pictures of other people's flashy things on my Instagram, and then and they'll believe
Here's a car.
Exactly. It's a car at a dealership. Right.
But you are young and good-looking and famous, but you're also on a TV show where you play an incredibly likable character, which I have to think, you know, because these girls don't know you, mm-hmm. but they know Winston, and they go, I like this guy. I would imagine you do pretty well with that, I bet.
Sounds like Bean's got a bit of a crush.
Yeah. Hey, man, what are you up to? I think so, but I'm holding myself out for Zoe Kravitz. I'm just going to wait till she frees up and her schedule clears, and then we somehow meet in a dark alley, and then things happen.
Why does it have to be in a dark alley? That makes it sound dangerous for Zoe.
Because it's mysterious. It's dangerous for me. Have you seen her? She looks like she will cut you.
All right, you have people, and she has people. Why have you not tried to set something up, like some sort of dinner or something? You could get away
with that.
He has
a dream, Bean.
Yeah, come on.
It includes an alley.
Yes. Everybody has a dream,
right,
man. I don't want to set it up the formal way, because if I disappoint her, then that just lets everybody down.
Oh,
so I run into her in an alley. She's going to say, well, I did meet him in an alley. So
even if things go poorly, that's on me.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. I like it. I like the way you think.
I just think that's got to be the best thing about being a celebrity, though, is that you can pick somebody out that you would like to date, and you actually have a chance at it, because a lot of you guys run in the same circles.
You would think so. You would think so. I spend so much time on set, and I don't see Zoe Kravitz walking past my stage anytime soon.
I feel like you sit on a throne, and girls walk in, and you just go, yes, off with their head, no, off with their head, like that.
No, I wish. I like wish. That, huh? No, not for me.
What are we into now? Is this season three already?
Season four.
Season four,
yeah.
This is like a real job.
It is. This is the longest commitment I've ever had in my life.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Have you gotten to the point where you expect there to be a season five? Do you never get to that point as an actor?
In my mind, yes. Yeah. In my mind, yes. The fans love this show.
They do. And it's,
you know, it would be a shame for it not to go to season five. So.
I don't think you got to worry. The only thing you got to worry about on a show like this, because you have so many strong players, is just losing them to other jobs. You know, people going, I don't want to do this anymore because I want to make movies or whatever.
Exactly. But
like your fancy Jake Johnson, who seems to be in a movie every other month.
Yeah, but contractually, he gonna stay as a word put. Said a word.
I can say ass.
I can say ass. Uh-huh. He got to stay his ass put. Is that too loud?
How many episodes have you made?
We're almost at 80, I believe.
Wow.
We're almost at 80.
Yeah. Isn't 100 the magical number where you can...
That's where LaMorne doesn't have to work the rest of his life.
Right. That's where Jamaica full-time comes in.
Exactly. No, right, I'm still going to have to work. I have some Islander blood inside of me, so I still got to keep a job.
We had Hannah in here the other day, ahead of the premiere, who plays, of course, the beautiful Cece on the show. We all have a crush on her, by the way. She's a great lady.
Yes, she is.
She's awesome. But she was talking about how much fun it is with some of the guest stars that you had over the years, and she specifically was talking about Rob Reiner. The fact that, I mean, you're an actor, so when Rob Reiner walks in, you look at his body of work as an actor as a director, you just got to be in awe of a guy like that.
Yeah, it's like it's a lesson every time you sit down, even at the table read. When he speaks, you're just kind of staring at him, and you don't want to screw up in front of Rob
Reiner.
But
he plays
Reiner.
Such like a goofball. Like, he plays like he's dumber than all of you.
Exactly.
Which is odd.
It is odd. But you know what? He's 100 times smarter. So that's a skill, just even dumbing down to our level. Because we are idiots. in real life and also on camera. And he is a genius. And so just speaking to him, I kind of don't want to talk. So I don't embarrass myself.
Yeah. Does he ever talk about, because let's remember, he had your job once. Mm-hmm. He was a sitcom star in the 1970s and All in the Family. Does he ever tell any stories about those days?
No, I haven't heard him do that. But I said to myself, I think, season two, when we had him on for the first time, I said, I'm going to call him a meathead.
Okay.
you know, an homage to All in the Family, and I did, and I didn't get the response that I thought I would.
What response did you think you were going to get?
I thought he was going to slap me in the face.
Okay.
I just thought, let's say something so shocking, but it turned out to just be like, it just went flat. He was like, yeah, I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, I bet he's heard a lot of meatheads over the years.
But I just really had to do it. I don't know why I had to. I loved All in the Family.
How about... Prince. You get a chance to hang out with him when he was on?
I did.
Tell me about that.
He's eerily cool and calm at all times.
But sort of weird, right? It's got a weird vibe to the genius vibe.
It is. It's a very weird vibe. However, I thought it would be weirder. I thought actual doves were going to start crying. I felt like the sky was going to turn purple and he was going to just arrive and just appear in the center of the room. But he showed up with an entourage of probably 20 beautiful-looking people, and they've
really
followed him. Yes.
Well, and that's what you need next, then. You need an entourage of 20 beautiful-looking people.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're all dressed fantastically, and when I say fantastically, I mean in Prince terms,
sure.
Fantastically.
Right,
like,
right.
Capes
exactly.
And zippers.
They all look like they came out of a Time video.
Yeah.
did you sense that he knew who you were, or was he just there to try to make it with Zoe?
I think he was there to make it with one of the women on our show. I mean, he's Prince.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
He can just take his choice.
Yeah,
he's the guy who's
them.
Sitting on the throne and pointing
exactly.
at people.
Exactly. And we're all just waiting our turn. Please be a guy today. Please be a dude. He was so cool. He was so calm. And it did seem like he floated in. But he had these really cool heels on, which is hilarious to say, but they had lights in them.
Really? Like those little...
Like the kids were.
Lit up... running shoes?
They had lights in the bottom of his clear heels. He had a cane, like a walking stick, which was awesome. And he was really cool and calm. And I didn't feel like he knew who I was, but as time went on, I felt like he did.
Uh-huh.
And he came to the rap party.
Oh, wow.
And he tapped me on the shoulder and was just speaking to me. He was very complimentary of my performances that he had seen after after his episode. And
right.
I was just in shock that I had a conversation with Prince.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He came up to you and tapped you on the shoulder.
He tapped me on the shoulder.
And said what?
He just said, "Hello, Lamorne." I said, "Hey,
does he still have a cane?"
But yeah, he still he didn't have his cane, but he had his bodyguards with him.
All right,
and he was just like, "You've been doing a fantastic job on the show. I've been watching."
Wow,
that's
weird.
Very, very strange.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm always fascinated whenever I hear anyone's interaction with Prince, just because he is so hard to figure out. He's such an oddball. I mean, he's been this crazy superstar since he was 17 years old, and I just feel like he doesn't let that many people in, you know?
Yeah, I would imagine not.
Unless you're a hot chick.
Yeah, exactly.
At which point you get
it. Yeah, you could be...
I've been working on my transformation.
You could be Vanity or Apollonia or something and
exactly.
Get in there if you want. Who else is coming up this year, if you know off the top of your head? Because you are becoming famous for your guest stars.
Yeah, we've got I don't know too much. We have, let's see, Amber Stevens. She was in 22 Jump Street. We've got Alexander Daddario. She was, Percy Jackson.
Oh, we love her.
Yeah, True Detective. They're awesome. They play our neighbors in an episode, and that's fantastic. That's always fun working with people like that. Not only are they extremely beautiful, but they're extremely talented, and so it's fun to play, with them.
What is your group like when outsiders come in like that? Are you all welcoming and everybody has a great time? Is it a little clicky?
We're kind of too welcoming.
Too welcoming.
Because
you overwhelm them?
Yes, I think we overwhelm them.
Hey, you want to stay for another episode?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we goof off so much. We get in trouble. We're laughing at every take, and it's fun. And the guest stars sometimes go, "Oh my God, this is strange. I want to do that too." And they start goofing off, and we go, "No, no, you can't goof off, because if all of us are goofing off, we can't film this episode.
Right, we'll never get done."
Exactly.
All right. One of your Fox colleagues, Melissa Fumero, who, of course, we love from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, yeah.
She has just tweeted at you, Lamorne, and she says, "I double dare you to curse. Hashtag drop an F-bomb, yo."
That's how she rolls.
We know Melissa.
I got an F-bomb for Melissa.
All right.
Fornicate. Yes.
Yeah, that's not one I have to. That's. I don't think that's what she was
doing. That we can get away with. Best of both worlds
talking
right there.
I want my character to just go on Brooklyn Nine-Nine and be with her character.
Do it.
I want that to happen.
Well, just walk on the set. What are they going to do?
Kill me. Kick me off.
All right.
I'm pretty sure they got a big black dude in security who just don't care.
All right.
Maybe that sounds like an awesome crossover, by the way. I don't know how the your guys in The New Girl are going to end up in Brooklyn and in trouble with the police, but if you could figure out a way to make that happen, I think it would be fun.
I already got it figured out. My character is becoming a cop on New Girl.
That's right. He's going
to
be cop.
He's chasing a lead.
Yes.
It takes him to Brooklyn. Bam. There
he
I am.
He takes the gang with him.
Exactly. We all go hang out in Brooklyn for an episode.
I love it. See? A genius idea. Just
like it.
Right here at the Kevin DeBee Show. All right. The New Girl airs on Tuesday nights, I want to say, at 9?
9.
9 o'clock on Fox.
That was more of a question than a statement.
I am so sorry we did not have more time to spend with you, Lamorne, but it's great to see you again. Congratulations, as usual, on the success of the show. And come back anytime, my friend.
Thank you. I'll be back tomorrow.
All right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:56.
K-Rock listener Chris writes in, "Dear Kevin and Bean, I absolutely love Ally McKay on your show. Ask her if she can do traffic." Well, that has been asked.
Oh, Lisa. It always happens.
And we're hoping maybe by tomorrow we'll have made that change here on the show.
People think it's so easy.
Quite an upgrade. Ally is here in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat here on a Monday morning at 7:56. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. This is huge news right here.
Huge news.
Foo Fighters, you know them, you love them. New album coming out in November.
Yep.
But next Friday begins the, it's a 8-part HBO series, Foo Fighters Sonic Highways.
Yeah!
Exactly.
Love that. Different song, different city.
Different city, yep. 8 different cities. Yep. They kind of, it's a love note, if you will, to American music. How would they promote such a big event? Oh, a week-long stint. Are you ready?
Where?
Letterman.
Oh.
Starting next Monday. And Dave Grohl is going to be interviewed on Monday, and then they kick off the songs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
All Foo Fighters, all the time.
That's cool.
That's pretty strong.
I am such a fan of that. Yeah. Absolutely. Speaking of a fan of people having babies.
That's not a good transition, but
it really wasn't. I'm going to work on it for the next hour.
Why do you cry? Why do you weep like that, Ellie? Are you barren like Lisa?
I am barren, and it's cobwebs and dust. It's very sad.
That's what I thought.
Aww. How dare you? All right. Well, Blake Lively, now the number one trend worldwide on Twitter. She, of course, is pregnant with what we assume is her husband, Ryan Reynolds' baby.
Babies come out of a butt, right?
Well, sometimes when it goes very wrong. I'm not a doctor. But the story was titled Preserve Celebrations, Falling for Family on her website, Preserve. It makes me so sick.
Why?
She's like the next Martha Stewart.
Why does she have to be so precious about herself?
I don't know.
That kind of bugs me.
Listen, she's not a precious girl.
No.
I wouldn't think so.
Not at all.
No.
Right? What, you call yourself Preserve? What
Preserve.
Was
Preserve. It is Preserve Celebrations, Falling for Family.
It's funny. We were talking earlier about how much you love Ben Affleck, and we mentioned the movie The Town. Remember, she was his co-star in The Town.
Yes.
She was fantastic in that. She's a really good actress.
She's pretty darn good.
Yeah. But she should stop with the websites that teach me how to can vegetables.
Amen. I mean, we all know how to pickle. Am I right?
That's right.
Of course. Speaking of pickling, again, not Isla Fisher and Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes.
They, too, are pregnant.
Oh.
But I love that nobody will be the first to say they're pregnant because they will get in trouble if it's not true. So the first somewhat confirmation, which was my favorite, was she pulled out of Now You See Me, the movie.
Right.
Because of a delicate condition.
Oh, delicate condition.
That which could be IBS. It could
sure.
be. That's irritable bowel syndrome, kids. Look
could
it up.
Be the vapors?
The vapors. It could be so many different things. Okay, here's a good transition. Speaking of poking, wait for it. A man has been jailed after killing his friend who poked his girlfriend on Facebook.
Well, it is just disrespectful.
It is.
On Facebook.
This, of course, happened in England, as things do. But here's what happened. He angrily confronted his friend. Here comes the accent. If you're such a good friend, why'd you poke me, missus? I'm sorry. That won't happen again.
It was identical.
And he sent him a virtual poke to the girlfriend, which basically is flirting
right.
on Facebook. He punched his friend.
In the least offensive way, I think.
Right?
Yeah. I mean,
usually I'll DM someone and be like, want a bone? That's offensive. But a poke, my gosh, it's so benign.
Yeah, take it easy.
Yeah, he punched his friend. Friend hit the ground. Dead.
Oh, my God.
I know. Thank you. Wow. All right.
So social media kills. That's the takeaway
if
here.
If you will. I have said it for years. Follow me on Twitter.
I've never heard you say that.
I haven't. hey, you guys. Big birthday. I think you might know him. I think he might sign your paychecks.
Okay.
Les Moonves.
Oh.
65 years old.
Greatest owner of a business guy that runs stuff ever.
At his job.
He sure is.
And makes good decisions.
Elizabeth Shue, 51. The Pink Power Ranger, Amy Jo Johnson, 44. And Jeremy Sisto is 40. I'm Allie McKay. That was the worst impression ever with your showbiz beat.
Actor and comedian David Spade joins us next hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, Muggs went down to the first Los Angeles Cat-Fe, a cafe full of cats. Your worst nightmare, Kevin.
Yeah, that's a terrible place.
He got some tape. That's coming up here on the show as well. First, though, Monday morning, Beans, we check in with our friend Andrew Siciliano, host of Around the NFL at 3, weekday afternoons on the NFL Network, and, of course, the DirecTV Red Zone. Hi, Andrew. How are you, man?
Good morning, guys. Did you say something about cats? Did I hear that right?
Yes, the Cat-Fe.
The Cat-Fe.
And what is that?
It's a cafe where people go in and they take their cats with them.
No. There are already cats there. You go and it gives you a chance to hang out and pet other cats for people who don't have cats.
And that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. It is a thing.
It's all over the world, and it finally came to LA this weekend.
Thank God, I knew nothing of it.
Well, you know now. Now you're going to have to go, I imagine.
Yeah, true.
Like on John Oliver, they do a thing every Sunday. How is that a thing?
Yeah. Right. This is the thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Andrew, let's start with – thank you for joining us, by the way. We know how busy you are this week. But let's start with the Patriots because you were having a lot of fun last night on social media talking about, yep, Patriots sure are dead and over. Yep, they sure are buried. Yep, sure is the end of a dynasty because they couldn't have looked any better, right?
And honestly, I also tweeted later that it was the most predictable outcome, I think, of week five. And maybe not the way in which they beat them up by whatever it was, 21. I don't remember the final score. But the idea that Tom Brady and the Patriots and Bill Belichick and the Patriots, after reading of their imminent demise and the fact that everything they had built over the last 15 years was coming to a crashing end, after reading that all week, if anyone thought they were going to lose at home and be embarrassed as they had been embarrassed again on national TV for the second time in 6 days, you are absolutely delusional. They may not win the Super Bowl. They may not even make it to the AFC Championship game. Matter of fact, they're in an uphill battle to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But this idea that they were dead and the vitriol and the snark on Monday night when they were losing, and admittedly, it was pretty pathetic how bad
it was. Bad, but do you think it's
horrible?
But do you think it's also from people who just hate them for whatever reason,
for being winners? That's why people hate them, because they've been winners for a long time. Yeah.
Yes, it's because they're winning, and let's face it, Bill Belichick is not the most warm and cuddly and likable guy.
How dare you? I love him so much.
He wears your NFL hoodie every single day, regardless of the weather, including at 100 degrees during training camp.
And he looks so stupid in it.
Yes, well,
he really does.
And let's face it, Tom Brady had a house in Brentwood that had a moat around it.
Yeah.
He is married to, I mean,
the most successful supermodel in the world. Yep. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Who makes more money than him.
Yeah.
So the people, Twitter is one giant glass house. And on Monday night, the people that got out the stones, they were hysterical and transparent.
Andrew, even in Boston, though, the topic on sports radio this week is, should we trade Brady now or try to get something else out of him before we trade him? I mean, they're already talking about getting rid of this guy. Now, granted, he's 37 years old. He's probably not going to play like he did back in the 90s again. But still, it's stupid, dumb, and absurd, as my friend Kevin would say.
Oh, I think he's going to get traded eventually. I mean, that's how Bill Belichick has traditionally run his business. And you better damn well believe he is running a business, and if he is still there, Tom Brady will eventually be traded. However, you know, there are you know, things that could stop that, such as the owner, Robert Kraft, stepping in and saying, this is the one time I will prevent you from making a football move, which might be in violation of Belichick's contract. Or if maybe, just maybe, and listen, Bill Belichick is not a robot. He is a real person with real emotions.
No.
But he has rarely shown them when running his business. So maybe this is the one guy he doesn't trade. But if they had continued to play like they did on Monday, he would have eventually.
You think they'll seriously think about trading him if they don't make the playoffs? How about that?
At the end of this season?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But isn't a lot of the problem for the Patriots this year just that he doesn't have his receivers that he likes? It's not even him so much as the team around him, right?
It's the team around him. It's the receivers are part of the thing. But the other thing is they can't block for him. Last night they did, and not to be just, you know, football geek, look at the tape here. But if you look at the tape in the first half, he's never getting hit. He's standing there, and he has all the time in the world, and he's getting guys in rhythm. And, look, there are a lot of bad quarterbacks in this league. I mean, horrifically bad quarterbacks that if you don't hit them, they're going to throw the ball to someone who's going to catch the ball.
Yeah.
The best ones are the ones that can get the ball out when they are going to get hit and make plays when things break down.
Right.
And Brady was just, you know, assaulted on Monday night.
Right. All right, let's talk about a couple other games with our friend Andrew Siciliano from DirecTV's Red Zone and around the NFL on NFL Network. We have to give some love to the Cleveland Browns, one of the most astonishing comebacks in the history of the NFL. Right, Andrew?
Actually, on paper, it is the greatest comeback for a road team in the 95-year history of the National Football League.
Andrew, I was coming back from Las Vegas, and I was watching the Red Zone at the airport, and I saw how far they were behind.
28-3 at one point.
And I just thought, poor Andrew. And then I got on the flight, and I get back, and it's like, what the hell happened?
They were down 28-3 with 2 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. So down 25, and then scored 26 unanswered and won 29-28. The overcoming of a 25-point deficit had never been done by a road team, ever, 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 and where that road team actually held on to win. So
that's insane.
And I'll say this: Johnny Manziel ain't seen the field anytime soon, barring an injury.
No kidding. No kidding.
But honestly, guys, that was, and this is not patting ourselves on the back, because when the games are good, we feel we are good. And when we are good, well, everyone's happy.
Sure.
The final 30 minutes, of the early games, the 10 a.m. Pacific games yesterday, were maybe the craziest, wildest, most fun ride we have had there in years.
Yeah, it was a nutty day.
You had the Bears and the Panthers game, with the Panthers rally back, and then Jay Cutler turned it over all those times in the fourth quarter. You had that huge rally by, down 11 in the fourth quarter. The Saints rallied and won, and they had to beat the Bucks in overtime, a game that they had no right to take to overtime. You had the Browns' 25-point comeback. You had the fact that the Rams had a huge rally and had the ball in position to beat the Eagles on the road. You had the crazy finish between Detroit and Buffalo. You had the game go down to the wire between Indianapolis and Baltimore. All of that in 30 minutes. We were spent after about a 25-minute ride in which we did not catch a breath. There were times where we missed a touchdown or two because we physically couldn't put everything on the screen at once.
Yep. And by the way, the Cowboys Texans game too was unbelievable.
Yes, and I forgot that one.
Unbelievable.
The Cowboys. How would I forget that? The Cowboys go to 4-1, and they're going to break DeMarco Murray in half by midway through the season.
What? I guess we can't be surprised. We knew the Cardinals weren't going to win them all. Kevin's team, Arizona. We knew they weren't going to win them all. And if you're going to lose, I guess there's no shame in losing to Peyton Manning and the Broncos.
No, but you wish you had kept your quarterback healthy, and you wish that your best defensive linemen were healthy, and you wish that your best corner was healthy as well leaving that game. I kind of stepped in it. When they got close, I said on the air that if the Cardinals – win this game, I will walk home.
homage to
my old radio partner Tony Bruno. It's only 4 miles. I could have made it, but thankfully
rare when a team comes back. But when a team gets obliterated by injuries, they're not coming back.
Well, they got it close at one. It was a one score game in the fourth quarter, and the reason I felt comfortable saying that is because the Cardinals had a fourth round. They were down to their third quarterback, this kid Logan Thomas, who showed some future, but he didn't have played before. And I'm sorry, you're not completely on the road again.
And Kevin, you're a Cardinals fan and had never heard of him.
Never
right?
heard of Logan. Not
exactly. Yeah.
Not for one second.
All right, let's look ahead to Monday night. The Seahawks have certainly had the Redskins' number in the postseason in recent years, but I saw the most stunning stat this morning, Andrew, that I just found hard to believe. The last time the Seattle Seahawks beat the Washington Redskins in Washington on a regular season game was 1995.
Really? I didn't know.
How shocked. And the last time overall was 98, and that was a Seattle game. How crazy is that stat going back all those years?
Not that it matters, but interesting. I had no clue.
I will
say that we all know the Seahawks are the better team.
Yeah.
The whole flying, 2,700 miles, whatever it is, across country and not being able to play thing, I think, gets thrown out the window on Monday night,
Especially after a bye week.
Right, especially after a bye week. I mean, they truly could have walked there and still could have been fit to play. But the Redskins are coming off a truly embarrassing Thursday night effort against the Giants 10 days ago. So this is a huge game for them. At home, put behind them that horrible performance against the Giants. The Redskins will come out and play well. The Seahawks are the better team, period. But I think the Redskins make this closer than some people would assume. I think the Seahawks win, but I don't think this is a blowout.
Same quarterback class, too. Kirk Cousins went fourth round that same year that Russell Wilson went third round, too. So it's interesting to see how different their careers have been since Russell's been a starter. All right, listen, we're out of time, Andrew. Around the NFL on NFL Network this afternoon at 3, and then, of course, the DirecTV Red Zone every Sunday. Always great to catch up with you, my friend. Thanks for the time.
Yes, sir. See you soon.
Tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have television personality and author Meghan McCain joining us. We also have the co-creator of Lost the Musical, Lisa, you got to go.
Yes.
And talk about a K-Rock legend, Billy Idol, joins us tomorrow morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Remember when he played, was it Acoustic Christmas?
Sure was.
Unbelievable.
I just remember, so young.
I just remember thinking, you know, yeah, Flash from the Past is going to be a great memory. It's going to be a cool. He came out and rocked.
Yeah.
No, he's incredible.
Yeah,
and and I know we have said this about Dave Navarro and other K-Rock artists who were used to be, you know, heavy on riding the horse, but he looks he looks so much better than I do.
Yeah.
And here's a guy who was on heroin for 15 years. Like, how does heroin make you look so young?
I don't know, but you need it, and you need it now.
Apparently I need it. Anyway, very excited, and I've been reading his new autobiography that's just out, ahead of his new record coming out as well, and he has had a fascinating life. My first question to Billy Idol tomorrow is going to be, seriously, dude, how are you still alive?
Yeah.
Because you've never talked, you will never talk to anyone who's done more drugs than Billy Idol. First, though, 22-year-old Colombian girls are good, right, Kevin? Wouldn't you agree with that?
I would say, as a general statement, yes.
22-year-old Colombian girls. Now, there's no photo of this girl, but I assume she's supermodel hot. She went to the doctor recently in her native town of Honda, which I'm not sure where that is in Colombia, but that's where she was when she started getting some abdominal pain. So she went to the doctor and said, "Doctor, it hurts." And the doctor said, "Well, let's take a look. Wait a minute. What's this in your vagina? Is that a potato?"
Yay! What?
She had put a potato there.
Yes, she had inserted a potato about 2 weeks before the doctor's visit when the pain struck in her lower abdomen because her mother had told her that that was the way to prevent pregnancy.
Well, it would do it, I would imagine.
I would imagine it wouldn't, with the exception of maybe
blocking entry. Yeah, it would stop sex.
Yeah, she's not having sex.
It would stop sex is what it would do.
Because that would freak you out.
That would be a bad surprise if your lady had a potato in there, yeah. This story says that it's an ongoing battle in Colombia over birth control and sex education in Colombia, where activists say a macho culture and disinterest in common birth control methods have led to among the world's highest teen pregnancy rates.
Well,
apparently, parents there oppose sex ed being taught in schools, so people are kind of left to their own devices. How are we going to prevent pregnancy? Her mom had told her that if she didn't want to get pregnant, she should put a potato up there, and I believed her, she said.
You think when she went to the hospital that her mom went, "Wait a minute, you thought I was serious?"
By the way, this is maybe more detail than you might want, but upon closer inspection, attending nurse Carolina Rojas found potato roots sticking out of the woman's vagina and even growing inside her.
Wow!
Did it not occur to her when she was having issues that that might be the problem?
I don't know.
Because if I've got a potato in me, I'm going to do everything I can to not go someplace where they will go, "Hey, you have a potato in you."
Right.
You know, like, I'm not going to a hospital or a doctor, anything. I'm getting that out.
I love the visual of the potato taking root and actually growing inside of her. I love that so much.
Do you love the fact that it was removed non-surgically?
Yeah. Now, what do you think that means? Is this just a guy with tongs?
Yep.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
It just grabbed it and pulled it.
Well, we started talking about this story off the air, and I thought, you know what? I bet that there are a lot of people. Like, this is a case where the girl didn't know anything about birth control. She wasn't taught it in school. So she went to her mom, and her mom said, "Put a potato in there. That'll work." I bet there are a lot of things that people think will prevent pregnancy. Because when you're a teenager, when you're young and you start having sex and maybe you don't have parents to go to or adults to go to get help, or maybe you don't want them to know you're having sex so you don't want to get on real birth control, I bet people try all sorts of crazy stuff to avoid getting pregnant.
Yeah, when you're super young, especially here, I think there's a lot more sex ed.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
But in a lot of places.
But in a lot of places. In Colombia, she was 22 years old. I would guess here it would be teens.
Yeah, I think so too. And by the way, when we've done phone topics in the past, especially with those of Mexican heritage, they have a lot of things that are handed down that are maybe not on the books. Shall we say? So I'd love
to have a rich culture.
Yes, they do. I would love to hear from Kevin and B. listeners about the things that you tried or the things that you heard that would prevent pregnancy. Give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. Just to throw out a couple of examples, for instance. I mean, I think it's definitely not true, but it's something that I think gets passed down from generation to generation, which is have sex in a hot tub. You won't get pregnant. Everyone's heard that, right?
I think you get pregnant just by getting in a hot tub. You don't even have to have sex.
Just for the record, kids, that is not true. That will not prevent pregnancy. But it is one of those things that people do say. They're like, yeah, because the temperature of the water is so hot that it kills the sperm, so you can't get pregnant if you're in a hot tub. That's not true, but people try. There was also a thing going around, even as far back as when I was a teenager, that said that guys, if they drank a lot of Mountain Dew, it would reduce their sperm count, and they could not impregnate a woman. Have you ever heard that one before?
No.
Mountain Dew, apparently, is birth control. So those are just a couple of examples of what we're looking for. If you've got something that you heard or tried, whether it worked or not, we want to hear from you. Pregnancy myths at 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. Talking about a 22-year-old Colombian woman in the news who thought she wouldn't get pregnant if she put a potato inside her. By the way, it seems to have worked. She didn't seem to get pregnant. She did end up in the doctor's office, though, with abdominal pain, and that's when it was discovered. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067 about maybe the home remedies that you've heard about or tried to not get pregnant. Brittany writes in, a girl from my class in high school seriously believed you could not get pregnant the first time you had sex. She was quickly taught how wrong she was by getting pregnant the first time she had sex.
Oh, no.
Let's go to Karina in Anaheim. She's on line 4 to get us going here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Karina.
Hi, how are you doing? Good morning, you guys.
We are good. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good, good. You know, I'm from Argentina, and the story was to mix baking soda with club soda, shake it up, and stick it up there after sex.
Baking soda with club soda.
And yep, what is that supposed to do? Was that supposed to neutralize it somehow with chemicals, or was it supposed to make everything come back out, or what was the plan?
I think a little bit of both. You know, we're South Americans. We're crazy. You know, I'd be surprised if we didn't put some wine up there. So,
so for the record, that doesn't work, right?
No. Thank God I came to the United States.
All right. Thank you for the call, Karina. Appreciate that. Let's go to Chino Hills. Richard's up next. He's on line 3. Richard, talking about ghetto ways to prevent pregnancy. What do you got?
Of course, getaways. Hello, David and Bean and Lisa May.
Hello. Go ahead.
My uncle told me that if you get a good gob of earwax in your ear and get a good gob, and then you place it
in the right place,
right? In the right place of the woman,
right? Uh-huh.
You will not get her pregnant.
That's gross.
You also will never get to go out with her again.
Well, you got to do it secretively, of course.
Oh, and my God. You have to have a secret stash of earwax when you're having...
No, come on. And I have to say, it does work because I didn't get anyone pregnant.
That didn't have anything to do with it, though. You know that, right?
Okay, so earwax is a good one, then. That's what we're putting out?
We're putting out there. No condoms. It's earwax.
Earwax is the answer.
All right, good.
No wonder Doc on the Rock doesn't have any kids, by the way. How about Leanne in Hollywood? She's on line 8. Taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Home ways to prevent pregnancy is what the topic is.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi. My great-grandmother Ma from Oklahoma, she was a Cherokee Indian, was told to use Crisco. And when she did, she got pregnant with my grandmother. And like I said, we're Cherokee Indian. She came out with blonde hair.
And that was a surprise to everyone involved?
Yeah. I mean, we're Cherokee Indian, so it's kind of light brown.
Right.
But she was the one that came out with a toe head, so.
And what do you suppose that says?
Well, I don't know if that fire oil did something, but it definitely got a baby cooking.
Okay. All right. So Crisco, not so much then.
Not so much.
Not so much.
All right.
Thank you for the call. Crisco is one of those things that people think has magical powers. They use it for a lot of things, kind of like duct tape. I'm almost surprised somebody didn't call with duct tape as a way to prevent pregnancy.
That would prevent pregnancy as it would prevent sex.
Yes.
This Twitter handle is Rip Leak, who writes to us at Kevin and Bean and says, old school birth control method is to keep one foot on the floor during sex.
Oh, you've heard of that. I've heard that as well.
Yeah. I'm not sure that one works either. It does make it awkward. How about Crystal in Huntington Beach? She's up next on K-Rock.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, guys. I grew up with a best friend who came from Iran, and her mother was very, very conservative, and she would scold us and, you know, give us all the lectures, and she said, just don't let them touch your breast. That's how you will get pregnant, if the hands touch the breast.
Oh, so she was just trying to cut off sex before it ever happened.
Yeah,
That was how you would have a baby if a boy touched you there. That's crazy.
You know, another thing a girl can try is just be really ugly.
That's not. Come on.
No, but I'm saying in the same vein of what Crystal was hearing is that prevent the sex in the first place, right? Yeah. That's that kind of birth control.
Yeah. But this is a myth, right? That's not true.
Yes, that okay. one is not true.
All right. I'm just trying to keep track.
Let's all be clear here.
Thank you, Crystal, for the. You look so good, Allie McKay. You look so great.
Liar.
You really look good.
Liar.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53. Why are you wearing a Dolphins jersey?
Well, your good friend, Chip, and I had a bet. The first game of the season was Dolphins-Patriots.
Oh, that's right, and the Dolphins
How
beat the Patriots.
How are the Patriots going to lose, right?
Right.
Yeah. So
that's as sure a bet as you can make in the NFL is Patriots over Dolphins.
For the love of God.
Yeah, that's
so
insane.
I lost, and since I don't work at that TV station anymore, I couldn't wear this on the air. So,
so you couldn't fulfill your end of the bet.
I couldn't.
I see.
I couldn't.
Well, so I think it's going to be put up on your Twitter account.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and I think everybody that loves the NFL or loves Allie or loves us or whatever should retweet that.
Absolutely. You look good in a Dolphins jersey, though.
That's right.
You're very sweet. Do you want to hear my dolphin impression, Bean?
Yes, I do.
Thank
wow!
You.
Thank
you.
That's amazing.
That's coming out of her mouth.
That's well, far that's as you know.
That is really impressive,
well,
by the
you.
Way.
Can we hear that again?
Sure.
Holy crap.
Yeah, suck it, Ralph Garman.
Now, I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but do you want to hear my dolphin impression?
Totally.
Because I do one, too. Please.
Let's hear it. Come on.
Yeah, that's a sound
that's
effect.
How is that?
Flipper.
Cheater.
Yeah, you win. You actually
I know.
Win.
That's
insane.
Ralph is off filming TED 2 this week in New York City, by the way. So Allie is filling in today for the Showbiz Beat. And what's going on here on this Monday morning?
Well, I don't know if you guys caught this. On Friday, a certain David Lynch and Mark Frost, you might know them as the creators of one of the greatest shows ever, Twin Peaks.
Remember how crazy, insane the
creepy
show was.
Creepy and weird and
wonderful.
Odd
Some guy that talked. Remember that guy that talked backwards?
The backwards. Well, like, here's the thing.
What was up?
They tweeted simultaneously that gum you like is going to come back in style, which is what the guy that talked backwards said, and then hashtag damn good coffee. Twitter went nuts. Is Twin Peaks coming back? Obviously, the two creators are posting this at the same time. It's so coming back. Well, just crossing the wires. Twin Peaks coming back to life with 9 new episodes.
New episodes!
To air on Showtime in 2016, which, of course, will coincide with the 25th anniversary. It was only on for 2 seasons. But here's what's interesting. It's not going to be a remake, not going to be a reboot.
Okay.
This is going to be set present day and just pick up the storyline.
Same characters, though?
They have not figured out yet the casting. So that's the only thing that's kind of a little up in the air. But how bizarre.
So in other words, we don't know whether this is going to be the continuing adventures of Agent Dale Cooper or if it's going to be just a whole new story that is set in that same fictional town.
There's no word yet on the casting, but if it's going to pick up present day, it would have to be those same characters.
Is David Lynch involved?
Yes, he is.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going
bizarre.
To be incredible.
You're going to watch it and you're going to go, I don't understand what's happening.
And the thing is, I mean, it's had this whole resurgence on Netflix and everything. Young kids that are like, I mean, there's no CGI, but it's pretty awesome anyway. That's how the young kids talk. So
it
is coming back. It's going to be huge. And oh, my God, I'm excited.
How about that?
That is great. And for folks who are a little too young to remember Twin Peaks, I mean, it really did kind of usher in the new golden age of TV because David Lynch was one of the first film directors who said, yeah, I'll do TV and then do it feature film quality and make it, it just became a show that everybody watched and everybody talked about.
So
and it was
bizarre.
Great for about the first, I don't know, 10 episodes or so. It was great. And then it just had a very slow, very painful death after that.
Oh, Bean, with
with the report right there.
Well, because they were making it up as they went along. They didn't have, in you know, kind of like with Lost, they didn't have an ending in mind. So it just kind of petered out, which was a little bit disappointing. But it did have some brilliant dialogue. It was beautifully shot and some great actors and characters.
It did take some turns. And
it'll help if you're high.
Absolutely.
Absolutely will.
That would help.
I have read that. Yeah. Speaking of high, Oprah flew out to London.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with the high, but she flew out to see her friend Lindsay Lohan perform in Speed the Plow.
No kidding.
And how would you know that? Well, Lindsay took a picture for proof, and she put it on Instagram and then mentioned, oh, to Marie Claire, UK, we're going to begin filming our second season of Lindsay in January.
That's not
and
happening.
And then I'm also thinking I should go to Africa because, and I'm paraphrasing, like Oprah opens schools there and I really have a lot to offer everyone. Of course, Oprah has not confirmed either of these things
any of that,
happening.
Just, there was a photo.
But there was a photo that she was at the show. So I believe she was at the show.
Yeah.
But I also believe Lindsay probably was like, oh, yeah. And then like we went out to dinner and we talked about my future. And it's going to be amazing.
I hope she goes to Africa.
I would watch
every second of that.
And that Lindsay Lohan reality show that Oprah did was terrible.
It was terrible.
Well, didn't they pull the plug early on it?
I think they did.
Yeah. I think it was supposed to do a certain amount of episodes. Then Oprah's like, abort.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a show and you got...
I can't wait.
I can't. It's just ridiculous. Speaking of people I love, Jennifer Lawrence... and Chris Martin.
Yes.
Canoodling this weekend. Sources say attached to the hip at the Kings of Leon concert.
Wouldn't you be?
I would be, right?
To both of them.
Amen.
Both of them.
Jennifer Lawrence might be the best.
I wouldn't even choose.
In the world.
Yeah. Chris came on stage and played a couple of numbers with Kings
he
of Leon.
Did.
That is not a mix that...
when I think
I automatically think of
Coldplay, I do not then think, hey, I wonder if Chris Martin could team up with Kings of Leon. I don't think that. I think maybe, what's that song about the ambulance and the slowness and sad?
What's Allie talking about? Allie's just saying words now.
I don't know what just happened.
I'm just saying words.
Allie's having
None
a fever dream.
Adam, that song, the chasing ambulances and the...
That went south so fast!
So fast.
Is it a Coldplay song you're thinking of or a Kings of Leon?
Kings of Leon?
It's neither.
It's neither. Well, then why would you bring it up? Why would you pick up the song?
That has
about?
Nothing
to do with
what's
either
happening.
Band.
It was on Grey's Anatomy. They played this.
Are you talking about that Snow Patrol song?
Yes, thank
is
you.
Is that the one you're talking
See,
about?
Bean
what
gets
is,
me.
But what does that have to do with Coldplay or Kings of Leon?
I would think he would sing with Snow Patrol.
Are you having a heavy hypertension moment now?
I had a stroke.
Wow.
And I apologize that you all had
to Now you know how I feel every day.
I
how
will
do you
just
like
say
it?
Words are hard, and maybe these moments with aren't really. Maybe that's just what happened.
Let's make a moment with Mugs.
Please don't.
Yep.
Please don't.
Yep.
All right. Well, you heard it first when TMZ's Harvey Levin was on, but the first male celebrity to have his naked photos hacked? Oh, ladies. It's like they knew who we wanted to see and went the total opposite direction.
Yeah.
Nick Hogan.
Hulk Hogan's son.
He's the one who killed that guy or paralyzed that guy for life in that car accident.
Yeah,
remember?
It just is like his best friend, no bigs.
Yeah.
But not only pictures of supposedly his naked body, but pictures of his mom Linda in a thong bent over, as kids have of their mother
Sir?
On their phone.
Yeah, that was troubling.
What's with this family?
And he said, oh, those weren't a part of my photos. They just added those to make it worse.
Okay, Nick.
Oh,
you say so.
Speaking of worse, I can't.
His mom is bending over in a thong.
I mean, if she's not bending over in a thong, then Hulk is rubbing down his daughter with sunscreen.
Right.
Yeah, bring out the banjos. Which reminds me of a Snow Patrol song.
Does it? It's unrelated to anything we're talking to?
That was bizarre. You actually could see and hear me having a stroke. That happened.
I'm so happy.
I apologize. Speaking of birthdays...
Which no one was.
No one was. this is going good. Elizabeth Shue, 51.
Uh-huh.
Jeremy Sisto, 40. Amy Jo Johnson, the original pink Power Ranger, 44. And your boss, and probably won't be mine if he hears me at
oh,
all.
Not a chance.
Les Moonves, 65 years old. I am going to attend to my medical issues. I'm Allie McKay with the Showbiz.
This past weekend, downtown was a pop-up cat cafe. They call it the Cat Fae, We sent our own beer mug down there with a microphone to find out what that's all about. And apparently it's priceless, Kevin?
Yeah, it's the best beer mug's ever been, possibly.
I can't wait.
And
I
it's a wait. Place where if you really need to, you can go down and you can pet cats. That's a place. It's a thing. It's mm-hmm. real.
Hey, it was just here for one weekend in Southern California, but in some cities, they have them year-round. I mean, it's an actual full-time business that people have. So we'll hear all about that coming up first, though. It's been a while since we caught up with our friend David Spade, who joins us on the phone. He's in town this week at the Ontario Improv, Tuesday and Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. Tickets available through ontario.improv.com. Hey, David, how are you, buddy?
Oh, my God. Let's not interrupt this cat talk.
I know, right? Can you believe that such a place exists? You go in and you just sit on a couch and snuggle with a kitty while you have a cup of coffee.
I was in line all week and I never even got to the front.
Oh, that sucks so much.
Horrible.
By the way, you joke, but Muggs, am I lying? There was a line down there all weekend long to get into that place.
It was probably, it stretched 2 blocks.
Oh, come on.
No, it really did.
I thought David was making a joke about a line. There's no way there was a line.
I was joking, but I guess there was. But I one time, there's a dog named Tuna on Instagram, and then it's so hilarious looking. And it goes, Tuna's going to be in your town. I was like, really? I went downtown and got a picture with Tuna.
You didn't do that.
I swear, it was hysterical.
Hey, we were hearing the other day about the tour that Grumpy Cat was on and the security that travels. You know who Grumpy Cat is, right, David?
Sure.
Security that travels with Grumpy Cat is unbelievable. It's very difficult to even get close to that animal. I mean, people go crazy over this stuff.
He's blowing. I see him at auditions, and I'm like, he's going to get it.
You just get up and leave when you see
him. Why bother? They're showing up.
They're in there laughing before I go in. I go, oh, this is horrible.
Let us ask you about a couple of things, David, since we don't get to catch up with you all that often.
Sure.
How did you get to be such a big fantasy football geek to the point where they're even putting you on the real live ESPN to talk about it?
Oh, I'm on a Fox Sports 1 show about fantasy football called Fantasy Uncensored, and it's super censored, by the way. But it's pretty fun because I was with my buddies and that guy Jay Glazer is always at this bar I go to. So I'm like, dude, we should just actually play on TV because everyone talks about playing, but no one actually plays. And you can watch everyone eat it every week and look like an idiot. And that's what's happening. I lost to Chuck Liddell yesterday. I was ahead by 3 points and then my Cincinnati defense made me go backwards.
I lost
4 points.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff that's horrible. Chuck Liddell could beat me in everything, and I thought this is the one thing I might be able.
I was in Las Vegas, and I was pretty drunk, and I came across that show, and I was like, this is – I can't really tell, like, if this is real, like, Chuck Liddell is fighting David Spade, and they're airing it on TV, and you guys are trading you're trading players, and I don't know what was going on.
Making fun of each other. Yeah, it was – it's just an idea. We just got 8 guys. We had like 5 days to get it together. So we called Liddell, Glazer, Nick Schwartz, and one of my idiot comedian friends,
right. Who's
a total bozo. and a guy from Rascal Flatts, Jay, and one went in a girl who's like a pro at it. She's, by the way, kicking our asses, which is so humiliating.
Yeah. Because she's a girl? I mean, she is a pro. She should be kicking your ass at it.
I know. I sometimes I go, you know, unfortunately, I didn't even know, like, some guy got yanked right before the game. I go, now and then, unfortunately, I do have a wisp of a life. And so I can't look at these game-time decisions. They're like, oh, by the way, you started that guy? He's not even playing.
Right. Now, in real life, and this is the problem, that Kevin and I are not fantasy players, David, and we've had this conversation on the air many times because we actually root for teams. But
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, exactly. Remember those days? But Kevin, like you, is an Arizona guy. So in real life, are you a Cardinals fan? And do you even recognize some of the players that you're fielding these days?
I do try to help. I pick Cardinals, you know what I mean? Because it's more, and then it's more fun to watch the game.
Right.
But I'm ASU and Cardinals, and ASU had a whopper this weekend. Did you know
they
that?
They beat USC's Hail Mary, right?
Oh, my God.
On a last second, the quarterback threw it about 500 feet high, and somehow they got it in the end zone and beat them. It was ridiculous.
It was literally, I think he threw it with a T-shirt gun.
It was ridiculous.
It was so funny. I was at a restaurant. I switched bar to restaurant. I was at a restaurant, and I look up, and I see it, and I go, what's going on? I go, wait, this is the last play? Across the whole thing,
I see everyone go dead silent. I go, oh, wait, that's good because I'm in California.
It was a it was an unbelievable college football weekend, wasn't it? How many of the top 10 teams got upset? Like six or something. I mean, it's insane. And a weekend that you're, you know, when you see Alabama losing to people like that.
I saw that on TV and everyone's freaking out. I'm like, what's going on here? That Ole Miss thing? I did not see the ending. I just saw everyone going cuckoo.
Yeah, they went crazy.
What game was it? And I know that we didn't, the intention was not to devolve into sports talk with David Spade, but what was the game where the quarterback threw for like, or had total yardage of like 750 yards or something like that and lost the game? What was that game? They lost to Berkeley or somebody.
This
past weekend, yeah. It was like some sort of crazy record, like 700 plus yards and lost the game.
Oh, no, I was watching that Peyton Manning craziness with Demaryius Thomas last night.
Yes,
where he was like, was going on my Cardinals. It was embarrassing.
And then the Cardinals brought in a quarterback I've never heard of, and I'm a fan of the Cardinals. I don't know who the guy is.
Went in. They're like, Spade. I'm like, my phone's ringing. I'm like, do not answer. Bring me in.
This is David Spade on the phone here at the Kevin DeBeach Show, by the way. He is actually in Southern California this week. He's been on the road a lot, but he's bringing the show to the Ontario Improv Tuesday and Wednesday night. Tickets at ontario.improv.com. Let me ask you about another thing, Mr. Spade, and that is...
Please.
We all know Wikipedia can be made up. We all know that anybody can put anything on Wikipedia at any time, and that's why we like to take it with a grain of salt. But there's a line on your bio this week that says that you donated $100,000 to the Ice Bucket Challenge, to the Lou Gehrig's disease charity. Is that true?
Well, yeah. I thought you were going to say I was a skee ball champion because I put that in there, too.
$100,000 to ALS research? Did you do that?
Well, yeah, because everyone's doing the bucket, but no one's giving the money. And I'm like, I think this is missing the point.
Yeah, so, it did start out missing the point. They said, you either give money or you do this ice bucket thing. And everybody's like, well, how are they going to make any money then? Doesn't make sense.
Listen, I tried to do the right thing. So, and my uncle had it. I mean, not to be a buzzkill, but I watched ALS. It's so brutal. So I said, oh, this is my chance to, you know, step up a little bit. And I had a little extra money. But I tried to call out rich people I didn't know, like Dr. Dre. And if not, I would have said, hey, Miranda Kerr, you know, like.
Hey, Kevin, tell David what you did with your ice bucket challenge and how well that worked out for us.
Well, I mean, you pick hot chicks. That's what you do. We had Lily Aldridge.
Right.
We had Lily Aldridge.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Cause
she did it.
And she did it.
Oh, see, you guys did it the right way.
And we
way.
Had Sarah Shahi from Person of Interest, and she's been on the show before.
Did it.
She did it.
Yeah, she's
We had a former Miss Double December. So I didn't know why everybody. Like, to me, that was the natural way that thing was going.
Listen, I
Who
blew
picked
it.
Men?
I had a shot at Miranda Kerr even just to be on the same internet with her.
Right.
Right.
And but what happened was I asked for these guys, like the guy that runs Tinder. I'm like, these guys are rich, so that's a drop in the bucket. For me, I go check to check, so I feel it.
Right.
But the guy from Tinder's got to be rolling in it. So he goes, all right, David Spade, and then he just dumps water himself. I'm like, no. No. I'm not wasting it on you just doing the water thing.
Right. Yeah, you were supposed to do the water and donate. That's what we did. That's what you're supposed to do.
$100,000. Yeah, I wanted them to do it, but it was, you know, I had 15 seconds on Instagram. I can't really lay out the whole plan.
No, I understand. But look, I just wanted to say,
five-parter.
I'm like, hey, David Spade, blah, blah, blah.
I just wanted to say that was awesome that you did that, by the way.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
I mean,
it really was.
And thanks to the listeners who wrote in. That was Washington State. That was the Cougars, by the way.
Oh, right.
It was the Washington State quarterback who had 760 yards in the game and lost by 1 point to Cal. So there you go.
I saw the Cougars at the bar I was at.
And they were weeping, I bet. All right, listen.
Guys, I did my special last time after when I talked to you guys, but I remember going to the Ontario Improv to practice for it. And it was actually a better crowd than my actual special crowd.
No kidding.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. They're a good crowd down there.
Yeah, they really are. And I know you put on a great show, and I know you got the dates coming up in Vegas and stuff for people who want to see you there, too. But this week, Tuesday, Wednesday at the Ontario Improv, please go see the great David Spade on stage. It's ontario.improv.com. We love having you on, David. It's always great to catch up, sir.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Well, it was here. And now it's gone. For 4 days in Chinatown's Far East Plaza was something called a cafe. This was a pop-up cafe where you would go and you would hang out with and play with and snuggle with and potentially adopt cats. Take them home. I guess there's a Kickstarter campaign. Is that what we're learning now? That they're trying to make this a full-time thing in Southern California. They have it in other cities. But we sent our man Beer Mug down there with the K-Rock microphones to find out what's up at the cafe.
Now, I understand that sometimes I sound drunk. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I sound high. I get that. But this is, I think Beer Mug is both, and has never been more so. As he goes down to the Cat Cafe and listen to this introduction.
What's up, everybody? Beer Mug here in Chinatown for Los Angeles. Wow. Cat Cafe, a.k.a. the Catfe. And it's behind the man.
Wow. Holy.
Ha. Yeah. For Los Angeles' first ever Cat Cafe. It's all that. What's up, Beer Mug here in What's up, Beer Mug here in Chinatown for Los Angeles? This is going to be the one that I nail it on.
Based on?
And then hang out with cats afterwards. The bus is distracting me.
The bus is distracting
me. Oh, my God.
Mugs, you sound like a guy who, you know how you call somebody and they're asleep and they don't want to admit that they've been still thinking about? That's what you sound. No, I'm fine, dude. I was totally up. I was totally up. That's what you sound like on this tape.
Yeah, I had a wild night the night before.
Really?
Believe it or not. Yeah. And I think it was all residual effects from the night before.
Sure. this is Mugs going all bean on us. He turns things creepy that were not creepy. Really at all. And then all of a sudden, Muggs just turns it on.
A lot of cat adoptions going on. There's shopping. There's lots of petting.
Heavy petting.
Wow. Really? I mean, wow. Really?
This lady's nice enough to talk to you, Muggs. Now you got to get all creepy.
I had to slip that one in.
No, you didn't. So then Muggs starts talking about how much he likes cats.
I love cats so much. And Janine was telling me earlier that they also have an energy drink by the name of juice.
Not juice, just
oh, just I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Janine.
Not juice.
I do sound good right there, though.
No, you do. You sound great. This is where Beer Mug now starts walking around the Cat Cafe, and his powers of description are Superman-like.
So we're here inside the Catfe, and before you come in, you got to make sure you sanitize your hands. Someone was handling me. I want their hands clean, too. I want to get the kitties Ebola. So once you sanitize your hands, you can get to pet the cats, hang out with them. We have kittens over there, cats hanging out on the wall. Got a guy chilling over there, which is what I'd like to be doing, just passed out. Cat has an easy life. They just lick themselves. Sort of like dogs, but cats are more independent, I think. This guy's sleeping. That's the life right there. That's the life.
He's looking at a cat that's
My color
asleep.
Commentary is awesome.
He's looking at a cat that's asleep. So jealous that cat is sleeping.
I wish I were that animal that's only going to live for 8 years instead of me.
So now he starts talking more about how he likes cats, and then things go south again at the end.
I think the cat...
So now he starts talking more about how he likes cats, and then things go south again at the end.
I think the Cat Cafe is awesome. I love cats. Nothing against dogs, but I think cats are so self-sufficient, and they just are so independent, and there's sweat dripping in my eye right now. Hold on. It was so hot in there. I was literally holding a cat and doing an interview, and there were sweat beads.
Yeah, we got that.
Stinging my eye. I couldn't avoid.
Where are these interviews, by the way? We're not hearing much of you actually talking to people. It's really just you walking around talking to cats.
This is what happened. This is what we got back from Beer Mug.
I interviewed people.
Yeah.
I did. Janine.
Yes.
A couple of the adopters.
Oh, how about this guy? There are other people with me.
Yes, it is, so Kevin. Happy. Now you know.
I'm so happy.
Ali is filling in for Ralph Garman. He's in New York filming Ted 2 right now.
Can Ali come back tomorrow?
No. She's horrible.
Does Ali not want to?
I'll come back.
Just based on that moment with, I believe we need another day.
It was a good 5 minutes, though.
Oh,
it went on forever.
We had to edit the crap out of it because we didn't have enough time. It was about 5 minutes.
Kevin, in military time, how
dare you?
Well,
how
did I?
1749, right?
1709, I believe it was.
That's what it was. That was it, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, well, listen, we're going to run out of time on this show if we don't get in a little bit of showbiz.
You're right. Let me start off with my favorite news, Shia LaBeouf. He's weird.
Yeah.
He does odd things.
He's been weird for a long time,
He's been weird for a long time, yep. But then he kind of stopped been out of the news for a bit. We haven't heard. We know he's filming this amazing movie, World War II, Brad Pitt coming out, blah, 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 going to be amazing, called Fury. Well, his co-star, Logan Lerman, he was, of course, Charlie in Perks of Being a Wallflower, said that Shia, in order to look more authentic, decided not only to cut his own face with a knife, but have a dentist pull one of his teeth out. So he'd look more authentic to the character.
But can't they do makeup that looks like your face is cut?
I would think that there would be people in the movie industry
that could only do that.
Yeah.
And are brilliant at it.
Yeah.
I give you Walking Dead. Any of those people could certainly make him
None of them have a full set of teeth.
Look beat up.
Being all zombies.
That's weird.
Isn't he crazy?
He's crazy.
I think maybe. Yeah. That's a great term. Mm-hmm. Speaking of crazy, crazy good. Huh? These are getting better. Grammy Award-winning band, the Foo Fighters, set to perform not one, not two, but a whole week of shows with David Letterman. They will be the musical guest starting next week, and this is all because Friday the 17th, the end of the week, begins the 8-part series on HBO, Foo Fighters, Sonic Highways.
And now, they're going to be doing new songs every night, too. That's what's exciting.
New songs, and they're all, of course, inspired by the different cities, 8 American cities that they went and shot this with. And it's a homage, a love letter.
So you're saying all 5 of the days on Letterman are going to be new songs, right?
That's right.
And then, Allie, you're saying starting on a week from Friday?
Yes.
Then every week on Fridays? Is another song another special, or is it just one special?
No. Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters are just on Letterman next week for 5 days.
Right.
But what Ali is saying is the conclusion.
And HBO every Friday.
Right. Okay.
Let me also just say Monday, Dave Grohl will not only be performing songs, he will be the guest speaking as well.
Let him host the show to fuse the boy.
I'll play your moment. I have the controls over here, so.
Will you play the military time one? That's my favorite.
Give Muggs time to find it.
Okay, and it's my favorite
do another story.
Lisa's laugh in that makes me cry.
Yeah.
It is so funny.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, I'll do another showbiz story. Top 5 Hollywood box office numbers. This is insane to me. Gone Girl, which everyone thought would be the runaway hit. Yes, number 1 at $38 million. But number 2... at $37.2 million. If you're good at math, that would be
pretty close.
A little less than number 1 would be Annabelle, the creepy doll movie.
Do you think that they were disappointed in Gone Girl's numbers?
I don't know. I think $38 million is a...
That was above their expectations.
Yes,
it was.
Yeah. I just thought it would really sweep.
But my
big time.
Gosh, you gotta think, Annabelle. That's
there's
scary girls. Clown. Come on, it's October.
Hey, Allie McKay.
Hey, yeah.
You love Ben Affleck
so much.
Did you go see the movie?
Not yet. I have read the book.
So,
I will see the movie.
Okay.
I was just gonna let everybody go to ArcLight and be like, "Oh, I saw it. Ugh, first run. I'm amazing." I'm gonna let those hipsters go.
Okay.
But I will see it.
You're going to dodge the crowds,
guys. I am. And it's not like I'm working, so I can go anytime.
She could go right after this show.
How dare you? I could.
So if there's a Starbucks out there that's hiring or whatever, Home Depot, Allie's looking for work.
I do look good in orange.
You do.
Thank you.
All right, I have your moment with. If you insist on playing it.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
What's 1207 in military time, my friend?
Say
1709? Huh?
1709?
Hold on. Well, Lisa? I don't know. I was thinking 22.
But
that wouldn't be 17 either, would it?
Why would we jump ahead 2 minutes? Why would it become 09 all of a sudden?
I don't know.
That was moment with Kevin.
Oh, that was a beautiful moment.
Oh, it's just good. It's just real good. You know, Snow Patrol... ambulances.
Don't even start with that again.
And lick. I just randomly said the word lick in the 6 o'clock hour. I mean, I apologize. Hey, some birthdays. Elizabeth Shue is 51. Amy Jo Johnson, the original Pink Power Ranger, 44. Jeremy Listo, 40. And the beautiful Britt Eklund, you know her as the Bond girl from The Man with the Golden Gun, and the delightful Nick Adler, owner of the Roxy's, mother.
She is 72.
Oh, wow.
She looks fantastic. It's disturbing. Speaking of disturbing, I am going to go home now. That was the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Allie.
Thank you, Allie.
Thank you.
Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, Stephen Brandon will be here. He is responsible for Lost, the musical.
He also, by the way, and this will fascinate those of you that watch this show, was a contestant on Naked Dating.
Really?
He was also on that reality show as one of the naked daters. Yeah, oh, so he's got some stories from that as well. So that sounds like it's going to be fun.
Plus, Meghan McCain will be in studio. And we have an all-time K-Rock classic. Billy Idol is going to be on the program tomorrow talking about his autobiography.
Awesome.
And he is awesome.
Yeah.
And you'll find that out on tomorrow morning's All New Kevin and Bean Show.